What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show on Facebook Live. A rare Sunday Facebook Live. I have no idea why.
Because we can. Thanks to remote technology.
Okay. Well, we're there. And also, we got a show coming at you for Monday. And Grow Green is our Facebook sponsor. Open during the current showdown as they fall into the agriculture category of essential business. They're buying semi-truckloads of soil nutrients and lights daily to make sure you can keep growing. Supply chain issues will become a problem, so get stocked up. Now is a great time to get your green thumb and start your own home grow. Grow your own food inside or grow some green to help you relax during this stressful time. Curbside pickup available for all phone and online orders at Grow Green, making Michigan greener one grower at a time on M36 in Whitmore Lake or online at growgreenmi.com. Okay.
How was your weekend?
It was okay. My back has been really bad, though. Actually, very painful. A lot of stretching. A lot of ice. And for some reason, a back problem during this crap seemed twice as bad.
Well, yeah. It's probably someone somewhere has probably said that's a symptom.
Yeah, probably somewhere. But I stayed away from the news as much as I honestly could. I'm just so weary of the whole thing. I hate every politician because they have one thing in mind, which is keep my job. Everything they do, now I know they're, at some level, they're just trying to help, but there's also the business of keeping your job.
Yep.
And every time a politician brags or bitches at somebody publicly, I feel like crying.
It
doesn't help.
Yeah. It doesn't solve any problems.
No, it doesn't do anything. And all these
celebrities.
Thank you. And all these celebrities offering their nothingness.
That's even worse, yeah.
Actually, it might be worse. It's close. But I think the rest of us are doing pretty well.
We're trying.
Yeah. Oh,
I think the big hero this weekend is Stephon Marbury, former NBA player Stephon Marbury. Did you see what he did?
No. What did he do?
He somehow, he made his own basketball shoe and he played in China for a long time. So apparently he knows a lot of manufacturers over there. He came up with 10 million masks to send to the New York area.
Wow.
At cost.
Well.
Which is great.
I know. Who'd have thunk it? Stephon Marbury, of all people.
Yeah.
But yeah, good for him. And that's the other thing. All this public bitching about, we don't have any masks. And I understand, but to go on TV and say it, what is...
Stop whining.
I mean, is that just to hope that it gets to the person that can bring you the masks?
Yes.
Or wouldn't it make more sense to make calls or, email people?
I think all of it, really.
Call me crazy.
Maybe because it mobilizes people to start sewing masks.
But, when it's 10 days in a row, the same person every day, like as in Cuomo, who I think generally has been probably
the
best leader. He's been really good.
I think I've appreciated him a lot. I think he really liked playing with the hand pump ventilator. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Because, they're low on ventilators there, but he's,
Are they low on ventilators? Seriously?
In case you didn't know.
Although GM's making them now. But they're not going to give them to Gretchen Whitmer.
Okay, great.
Because Trump said not to, according to Gretchen Whitmer. Which, by the way, is trending on Twitter. Mitch Albom, her name is Gretchen Whitmer.
Stupid.
Can you read Trump's tweet?
Yeah. Let me find it here.
Thursday or Friday, Trump was... Trump and Gretchen have been mixing it up.
It's about time we fix the damn roads.
Brandon, can you boost your output on your audio?
Boost your output?
I will boost my output.
Hey, boost this!
He wrote... I love Michigan. One of the reasons we're doing such a great job for them during the horrible pandemic. Yet your governor, Gretchen Half Whitmer, is way in over her head.
It's so silly.
She doesn't have a clue. Likes blaming everyone for her own ineptitude. Now, he knows that she's going to be the running mate, right? Is that what this is about?
No, she's not going to be the running mate, is she really?
I've felt that way for a long time.
I'm wondering, what is her popularity level in Michigan? I have no idea because all I know is it was fix the damn roads, fix the damn roads, fix the damn roads. She hasn't done a fucking thing about the roads.
Yeah,
I'm not blaming her entirely for it. I'll blame her for saying I'm going to fix the roads.
I'd love to see an approval poll.
Yeah, I'm curious because actually when I lit her up last week, I got some really shitty email. Just people, I assume they love Gretchen Whitmer, which surprised me because I don't know. I just assume that nobody really loves any politician. But I know I'm crazy.
Yeah. Well, I hear more people say negative things about her than say positive things. But I think that par for the course almost.
Well, what do people know about her besides fix the damn roads? I spent all that money telling us she wanted to fix the damn roads. She was elected. Yep. And what progress has been made on fixing the damn roads? In fact, I think it's been shown that she really was a bit disingenuous when it came to the gas tax, for one thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, this business of that woman from Michigan, Gretchen Half Whitmer, was that the tweet? You called her that woman?
No, he called her that woman, I believe, on an interview on Fox News with Hannity.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. So it wasn't the tweet, but that tweet was, yeah.
It was pretty stellar.
This is basically a disaster.
So today, and it's trending on Twitter, Mitch Albom, hey, President Trump, her name is Gretchen Whitmer.
She's a total failure.
First of all, she has a name, Gretchen Whitmer. She's not the woman, or all she does is sit there, or you know who I'm talking about. All phrases President Donald Trump has used besides saying the actual name of the person Michigan voters elected to govern us.
Hey, Mitch!
It's Gretchen Whitmer. Show some respect. At a time when Americans must adjust to a world without hugs, kisses, or handshakes.
Wait. That's what Mitch misses right now? He's lacking hugs? Because he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that gives out a lot of hugs.
I don't see him hugging a lot of people. I don't know, maybe he does.
I'm from the free press. What's up my butt?
The least a president of the United States could do is call her governor by her name. And stop complaining about her complaining. Gretchen Whitmer hasn't done anything that every Michigander doesn't want her to do. Ask the federal government for masks, ventilators, test kits, and other aid to fight the COVID-19 virus that is infecting and killing us. She's not speaking for herself. She's speaking for the people.
Oh, boy.
Trump's response, don't call her back.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
I say back, parents of the vice president. Don't call the woman in Michigan, Trump said during his press conference. You know what I say? If they don't treat you right, don't call. So let's get this straight. This is me talking to Mitch Albom. The leader of our great country, when he feels that he hasn't been treated right, doesn't return the call of a governor begging for help to save the lives of her constituents. Trump to Michigan, leave a message.
Ooh, good one. Wow. Wow, that one landed hard.
I have tried to shy away from too much Donald Trump criticism during this crisis, to look away from his incoherent ramblings, to shake a head at his massive exaggerations, to sigh when he tells him what he'd like. All the church is full on Easter, 2 weeks from today, whenever scientists... Worth a damn says he won't even begin to see the peak of national coronavirus infections till then, or weeks later. I have tried to avoid bashing such moves because, frankly, what good does it do?
Well, it gets you eyeballs, apparently. That's why you're writing about it now. It gets you clicks.
3 years of insults, lies, and embarrassing statements haven't changed people's minds about this president. Besides, COVID-19 isn't political. It attacks the left and the right, the engaged and the apathetic, and kills with the cold indifference of an executioner.
Whoa. Talk that way.
Whoa. Gee, a little dark there, Mitch.
But when political pettiness could hold up shipments and might keep our Michigan loved ones and medical personnel alive, well, no one should be silent. You're familiar with the New Testament passage about, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Tabs up.
Good one.
Tabs up, Mr. President. By the way, Gretchen thanked the White House today.
Well, that's,
this is what's so weird is there's this blasting going back and forth, and then Cuomo did the same thing. He's like, oh, yeah, it's been a big help. Where's our ventilator?
Well, he blasts her and about, you know, don't talk to her. But then, honestly, what, 12 hours later, they approve the request that she asked for, the declaration?
Yes.
So
that whole thing, too. I was just trying to picture this. When I read things that are reported, I try to take them literally. For example, you know, Gretchen Whitmer says Trump is telling manufacturers not to deliver things to Michigan or whatever. It's something to that effect. I'm picturing Trump going, 3M, GM, do not deliver anything to Gretchen Whitmer. Fuck her. She gets nothing. No masks, nothing. And then they call her and they go, yeah, this is 3M. Look, I just talked to the president. He says, don't give you anything. So I, you know,
sorry,
I mean, it's a terrible position to be in. But anyway, I got to do what he says. He's the president. See?
That's right.
I really feel like he is just still trying to get reelected. And
yeah, pretty much.
Pence and the other people are the ones in charge of this. You know, whatever
that's
works.
Right.
I don't really care, but that's really what it seems like or feels like. The governor, and it's working.
The governor of Michigan, she's not stepping up, Trump complained to Fox News on Thursday night. I don't know if she knows what's going on, but all she does is sit there and blame the federal government. She doesn't get it done, and we send her a lot. Let's break that down. I don't know if she knows what's going on. You could be Whitmer's biggest critic, but you must admit, she knows what's going on.
Is that, does he feel that way because she came on his radio show on Friday? Is that why he feels that way?
Good question. Did he throw some hardball questions? Like, sure. Why we're doing so few tests in Michigan?
Sure.
And Detroit is, they're just getting around to
the... Dude, it's going to be bad. This week, it's going to be so
Michigan
bad.
Is number 5 in the country.
And climbing with a bullet.
And we've tested less people than many states behind us. Anyway, let's get back to Beach.
Yes, please.
She jumped into action.
He's got words to say.
Says... She jumped into action early on this virus.
Huh?
Early?
Huh?
Really? Dialing down crowd sizes, closing the schools, going after gougers, then shutting the state down altogether long before most states took similar steps.
Listen to him. He's got words to say.
All she's done is sit there and blame the federal government. No, Whitmer has done exactly what other governors admit it should be doing, asking for testing kits, masks, and ventilators from the feds, which is supposed to stockpile such things, same as Andrew Cuomo in Michigan, or in New York.
Such as what?
Andrew Cuomo in New York. Those four states, New York, California, Washington, and New Jersey, are the only ones with more COVID-19 infections in Michigan. That's right. I thought we had fast action, though. If we were so fast acting early,
apparently we didn't have enough tests.
Michigan! I can't believe some states, by the way, aren't shut down. I just saw a beach full of people in Florida, by the way. There's one beach empty, nobody allowed, next beach full.
I got to tell you, if I was.
A mega church in Tampa this morning.
Open,
full.
Yeah. If I was Governor Half Whitmer, I would go, look at Florida! Don't look at me, look at Florida really quick, because Florida is going to be a. Disaster in about a week.
Why would a fucking church have it's a mega church, so it must be big.
Because they don't have
any. You know what church it was? I just read this one as it was coming down.
I don't know. I have it somewhere. But they haven't shut really anything down. It's just if you were in New York and you're coming here, quarantine for 14 days. And now if you were in Louisiana or Michigan and you're coming to Florida, quarantine for 14 days. All right, cool. What about all those spring breakers who just spread out across America?
There's so many things I don't understand right now. But anyway, let me just
try to hear Mitch's final point.
Yeah, it's good to have a real...
Okay, Mitch. See you around.
There's going to be a powerful exclamation point at the end. While some say she should have done that sooner, as it closed out everything, Whitmer said Friday vendors with whom the state had orders were being told not to send stuff to Michigan. She told a local radio station... Wait, is that his radio station?
Yeah, it is his radio station.
Shouldn't he say that it's his radio station?
I think
station?
I know she was on JR on Friday. Nobody heard it, but she was on there.
I reached out to the White House and asked for a phone call with the president. Of course, the president won't call her back because he doesn't talk to people who don't treat you right. End of quote.
Good one.
Thankfully, on Saturday, the situation improved with the disaster declaration accepted and a shipment of around 120,000 masks and possibly a billion more on the way, according to Gary
How many
Peters.
More?
A billion. That's a billion with an M.
An M, okay.
But while that sounds like a lot, COVID-19 cases in Michigan exploded from around 350 to over 3,000 in a single week. That's nearly a tenfold increase in a week! Expect that pace to continue, and you see how fast we'll go through such supplies. And yet our calls for federal help are like dialing an airline during the holidays. Fat chance of speaking to somebody. What do you want the governors to do, the president was asked Friday. Trump spread his hands. All I want them to do, very simple, I want them to be appreciative.
Oh, God.
Good.
I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Good Lord.
He wrote Good Lord?
Yes, he did. And then, it's too long. What's the ending here? Jesus Christ, this is the longest story I've ever read of his.
It's pretty long. Well, he's very angry. I think the last segment, because you know he writes in the segments, the last one is titled Baby in a Suit.
Okay. Let's see. Where's that start?
Good one.
Baby in a suit? Oh, here it is. Okay. Trump's attacks on governors threaten to pull apart the country precisely when it needs to come together. And you can trace him directly to his hurt feelings. If he perceives something to be critical of him or even his policies, he uses a flamethrower in response. Take what he said about Jay Inslee, whose state, Washington, was walloped by coronavirus earlier than others. This is how Trump referenced Inslee on Friday night. The governor is a failed presidential candidate, as you know. He leveled out at zero in the polls. He's constantly chirping.
That's right. Guess,
complaining would be a nice way of saying it. This after Trump previously called Inslee a snake. How does any of this nonsense belong in press briefings about the biggest national health crisis in a century? How does tweeting out, I love Michigan, one of the reasons we're doing such a great job for them, as if Donald Trump loves you, that he'll do a great job for you? Is this responsibility to do a great job for everybody in every state, regardless of their governors? I'm glad he's here to tell us this, because I didn't know the president was supposed to do that.
I was just going to say, I feel like, did he just realize it with coronavirus?
I don't know. Yeah, red states, blue states. I mean, honestly, it is. I cannot believe that there are so much politics right now. I mean, it just fucking blows my mind. Okay, thank you, Mitch. There was a conversation about. I got to get off the coronavirus before too long. This topic drives me fucking nuts. They're talking about the four states that are saying they are going to make New Yorkers quarantine if they enter their state, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Florida, and Texas. And Cuomo's saying, well, we're going to sue. We'll sue Rhode Island. They want to test. They want to check for license plates when they cross the state line, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, why are people from New York going to other states?
Exactly. You told
them. What the fuck?
I know. You told them there's a stay-at-home edict and they're still leaving.
What? I want to know. What are they doing?
Court, fuckface.
What is so important that so many people from New York need to go to Texas, South Carolina, Florida? What is so important? I thought they might have this fucking thing like everybody in that state does. No one should be leaving the state of New York. Nope. What is so important? And there's planes leaving New York.
Unless you don't live there and you were stuck there for whatever reason.
Then why are you there now? Shouldn't you have left 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely.
Taking the virus to your state then?
Nice job! None of you!
Seriously, if you're there now, you should not be leaving.
I know.
You've had enough time to leave. Nothing you're doing is that fucking important. Sorry, it's not.
Can we just put them on one of those cruise ships and float them out to sea?
Yeah, and there's cruise ships out there. There are still cruise ships out there.
The one has four people dead on it because it can't dock anywhere.
What are they doing out there, though? What are they doing out there?
Well, I think it's one of those cruises that's 4 weeks long.
So don't worry about it as, you know, these other cruise ships start getting stuck.
Exactly. Just end it. Well, we can't end it short. We've already left the port. You can't turn around a ship. I know they should have, as soon as they canceled all cruise liners leaving, they should have said, anybody that's out there now, get to a port ASAP. But, you know, vacation. Brandon, do we schedule Brandon's cruise yet?
No, in fact, I'm pulling out of that. I need to do a mea corona culpa because this thing has gotten crazier than I ever would have imagined. I feel like a complete dipshit over some of the things I've said in the past.
And because now, you're staying home?
Every single person in the world is affected by this now, and I didn't see it coming. I looked at China's numbers. I said, hey, China's getting better. We'll be fine. By the time it gets over here, we'll have a vaccine. Everything's hunky-dory. Well, China's numbers are fake. I mean, it's clear.
I don't accept your apology.
Isn't China back to work, though? Aren't they sort of functional now?
Fun story. Wuhan opened up, and people that survived the coronavirus are getting it again.
I know. There's really no end to this story, is there?
Well, I mean, they're going to get a vaccine. So there are.
In a year and a half.
Scientists say that it does mutate. It mutates very slowly. There's about 8 different strands in the world right now, but they all affect people pretty much the same way.
Sometimes I feel like if we knew nothing, we'd be better off. If we just didn't know anything.
I want to know how this story ends.
Ignorance is bliss kind
Maybe.
Of thing.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Fauci, by the way, said that he predicts between 100,000 and 200,000 will die.
Yeah, because we've shut it down. So those early projections of 2.2 million or 1.5 based on social distancing and just shutting everything down is down to 200,000, 300,000, which is, I guess, good.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I try to follow the story. It just usually makes me mad. These stupid PSAs today, I just...
Ugh. Yeah.
You want to play Kate Winslet?
Yeah, let me load it up.
Oh, should we play Nick Lachey first, though? I think he's great to lead the show off.
No,
I love that song. Nobody has put it into words, and it's a hit song to start with.
Is it charting yet?
Sure it is. Of course it is. It's probably number one. It sounds like a number one hit record.
I'll pull it up. I mean, it is. I take it back. It's a very important message that needs to be shared.
By the way, I want to start ranking the idiotic celebrity activity. And I think one is probably the girl licking the toilet.
Yeah.
And the guy licking the toilet. Although she now says, it's a private jet. I disinfected it. So, nah.
No, you didn't.
I got my viral TikTok video. So there's those two, one of whom has coronavirus. The Imagine song is ridiculous. Nick Lachey's song. Crank it. This is beautiful, though.
Things to see. If we go outside now, we might spread the
disease. Isn't he singing this like he wants to make love to somebody?
He wants to have sex with that virus.
That sounds so stupid.
It's time to quarantine, because staying safe is what it's all about.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. It's the hardest thing we've ever have to do. It's to stay stuck in our house. Just watching all this bad news. It's the hardest thing we've ever had.
Shouldn't it be breaking up with you? Or something like that?
Stay
in my house.
Where we go.
Oh, I just noticed something, by the way.
What?
In his room, the poster's on his wall. Did you ever notice the poster?
I did. Oh, what is it? I forgot already.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. It just stopped on me. The Wizard of Oz.
It's the hardest thing we'll ever have to do.
He's got a bunch of baseballs. That's kind of cool. He's got a couple helmets, USC, Giants helmets.
Beautiful.
But the posters are Wizard of Oz, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Goodfellas, Star Wars, Die Hard. You would think that he was in those movies and just not.
Finish the song, please.
Yes,
I don't want to get.
Sorry.
Well, it's too much focus.
Wash my hands so
bleeding.
Much that they started to bleed.
What? Whose hands are bleeding?
His are. He's been washing them too much.
We've ever had to do. But in the end, it's worth it. Together we will get through.
It's beautiful.
It's so stupid.
That was beautiful.
It's the way he sings it, isn't it, that just makes it so inane?
It's lovely.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Kid Rock has a song about quarantine.
He
does, yes. It's as DJ Bobby Shazam. Just Google DJ Bobby Shazam quarantine. I don't think you can write a good song about quarantining, by the way, or about the corona. There's no song that people are going to go, oh, my God, I got to dance to this.
Well,
oh, the song about coronavirus makes you want to dance.
Well, you haven't heard Trump's version of Bohemian Rhapsody, have you?
I did. I heard a little bit of it.
I thought that was all right.
It's okay.
It's a little too...
Well, it's a parody, though. There you go. This is Kid Rock. Ask DJ Bobby Shazam.
It's time. Quarantine.
Sounds like Rockwell.
Yeah, it does. Who's watching you, me?
Everybody dance. So you're feeling low, nowhere to go when you're scared to step outside. I know it's rough and sometimes gets tough to stay preoccupied. But worldwide, there's a brand new thing coming up on the scene. To lose your stress and all this mess, come on, let's quarantine. Come on, quarantine.
Let's quarantine. Is that something we want to do?
No.
Is that something we go, yeah, let's quarantine. Woo!
It's something we have to do.
I don't want to party. Let's quarantine.
Drew, it's the hardest thing we've ever had to do.
That's true.
It's quarantine. Now let me see you do your thing. Come on. Come on.
What's your thing? Let's see you do your thing. You in quarantine?
Whatever.
Watch somebody quarantine? Is that?
Whatever you're doing in quarantine, man.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. We're all the same in the eyes of God above. So show no shame, get in the game and let's try to spread some love. A tuxedo's fine, bathrobe is cool, a t-shirt or old blue jeans. Whatever it is, help people live. Come on, let's quarantine.
Yeah.
Come on, quarantine.
Okay.
Did you know Bon Jovi finished his song?
I did not.
That we all wrote?
Yeah, we didn't.
I'll cue it up so you can hear it. There's also...
Who gets the other writing credit? Did he credit all the proper people?
The human beings of America, I suppose.
How do we get our publishing money?
You got to fill out a form and send it to Bon Jovi, which I really think he's trying to capitalize off of coronavirus because he's claiming now...
He's stealing dishwashing jobs? By the way, somebody got so mad at me about that. So mad. It's his restaurant!
Oh, God. Way to understand a joke.
They took his job.
I still don't know why. Why should we all know that he's washing dishes? Because it makes him a better person?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be a better person if he didn't post it? If he just did it because he just wanted to do it to help out?
How many people did he lay off from the restaurant? Just saying. But he strongly believes now that his son has a mild version of the coronavirus, even though his son hasn't been tested or anything.
He strongly believes. Is that news that John Bon Jovi strongly believes that his son might have the coronavirus?
Yeah, he talked to Entertainment Tonight and said, we've been here 15 days in a row. Not that I'm counting everyone here. Jake had a mild version of it, just the intestinal kind. There's not an intestinal kind, is there?
Not that I know of.
But Dr.
Did I do good, Daddy?
Dr. Jovi knows.
Are people on Facebook today? People watching?
You know what? I didn't have Facebook up. Are we still on Facebook, Joe? No, Joe.
Oh, okay.
He's shaking
his head. Were people watching, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
They were.
Thumbs up, he says.
Oh, wow.
Did Brandon change his background?
I did. I changed several backgrounds, but I don't think we got it in time. Damn.
Oh, balls. Well, we'll have to do it tomorrow.
Where are you now, Brandon?
I'm clubbing because we were listening to that sweet version of Kid Rock.
That's really funny.
I didn't even see that. That's hilarious.
Really great.
I wish I had my Abbey Road back.
Yeah, I have a lot of great backgrounds, which aren't very good for the podcast. But if we go on Facebook Live, I can, you know, I got myself with the Tiger King boys, all three of them. Here I am in a high rise.
Very nice.
Here I am at the Playboy Mansion.
Ooh, cool. Wow.
You're Me Too in those two chicks. You just Me Too'd them. There's Drew with Abbey Road behind him.
Have you seen the Abbey Road social distancing where George and Ringo are like 6 feet to the left?
Did you see what London did over the weekend, by the way?
They repainted Abbey Road.
Yeah, because it was the only time enough idiots weren't in the way.
Jesus Christ.
It's the only time they could do it.
I'm sure. Oh, brother.
Hey, speaking of Tiger King, have you seen Don Exotic?
I have not. Is that a show?
No, it's I think there's a generator out there that'll put your face on Joe Exotic. So people did it with Trump.
Oh,
it's really funny. And Cardi B did Cardi Exotic too, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, Cardi B's starting a GoFundMe for Joe Exotic. She's been actually the celebrity I've enjoyed the most over the last month.
I think so too. I've been enjoying her commentary.
Brandon, can you guys see it? There it is. There's Don Exotic. You see it?
No, I feel like Cardi B just, you know, she just throws shit out there. I don't think it's, what's the word? So much of what these people do is because, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. Did you see Amy Schumer?
I didn't.
This has to be in the top five dumb celebrity posts. She sent like a shout out to all the expectant mothers out there. I guess because, you know, there's coronavirus, and so it'd be a tough time to be pregnant. Yeah. And she used that opportunity, I thought this is so beautiful, to post a picture of herself and her boobs with her nipples covered by fire right after she gave birth. She's topless right after she gave birth.
What?
To draw attention to her, of course. I mean, the idea was she really wanted to say something to the expectant mothers, but then she posts a picture of herself topless, which, of course, gets all the attention.
Ugh.
I mean, what
show
is
me them big old titties. Come on.
I mean, all that is look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
Get your eye off the coronavirus. Don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Me.
Trying to stay relevant.
It's my birthday. And it's a zero number year. I'm 30.
Oh, God. Really?
No, not Amy. Oh, the lady who spread the virus.
40. She turned 40, I believe.
Yes.
That's the one I can't get enough of stories of, you know, mass spreaders. I don't know why. I find that really intriguing. Like the place in Austria.
They're kind of funny, aren't they? Because, you know, the reason I usually like the stories is because it's usually people thinking they're really cool.
Yeah.
Like Spring Breakers, you know, like, hey, I just party. Nobody stops me. I'm cool.
Yeah. I mean, the one in Austria.
I'm bulletproof, man.
They already knew there was an outbreak. The one sad one is locally, the pancake police and pancake breakfast in Detroit.
Which is probably a big junket.
100 people were there, police officers, community leaders, and they know that that was the spread. The problem is it was March 6th.
Which okay, it was a little early.
You're talking, that's a week before, you know, what, they canceled the tournaments.
But they were already talking about crowds then.
No, I know, but still, you didn't know it would spread like this.
Is it funny to think that the NCAA tournament was waiting till the last minute to decide? Well, they really thought, hey, it's only till April 2nd. I mean, we'd be going into the Final Four now.
There's probably someone sitting around going, nobody on any of those teams have tested positive yet. They could have had it.
And what about Kirk Herbstreit this weekend said he would be shocked if the NFL or college football plays this fall. That was interesting. That was kind of a reality check for me.
No, I think I wouldn't be. What was the news story about when they're supposed to spike here? Is it mid-April, right?
Well, no, I'm not referring to anything related to numbers. I'm just saying Kirk Herbstreit just said this.
What does he know?
He says that, you know, with all the preparation required and then all these question marks, he just thinks it would be very difficult to have a normal season.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. So he's talking about, like, spring practice.
By the way,
spring.
I put on 97.1 the other day in the car.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the draft.
Oh, my God.
The Lions, I'm like... Oh, my God. This just sounds so misplaced. I mean, I understand it's their job, and
I know,
they do it well, but it just seemed so dumb. Yeah, I don't know why.
I got to tell you.
I just couldn't care less.
Drew, I think it's kind of dumb if there wasn't coronavirus and there was other things going on.
Swinging a miss. Well, touchdown. Sports.
How much can you speculate about something that happens, and it just happens?
Yeah.
You can speculate and you do. People speculate about it for months and months and months. Oh, here's my latest mock draft.
Oh, my God.
Which will be nothing like the real thing. And nothing like the last mock draft, which would be nothing like the real thing either.
I think Mel Kiper put out another mock draft on Friday, and the ESPN sends me, like, alerts, and I saw them, like, who gives a shit? Like, is someone really seeing that alert going, I got to see how Mel Kiper has upgraded his draft board? I don't get it. It's not for me, though.
Hammer home that we are in the dealsinthed.com studio. Yes, we still have sponsors with us. Some people don't. Some people don't have many. Please let everyone know that Zot is doing all they can to support friends, family, and customers through these challenging times. And the dealership service and parts departments have been deemed essential by the CDC, and they are open to help customers. That's at Zot Toyota, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, and, of course, Zot Ford in Holly. And they'll continue to pick up and deliver vehicles that need service for those that prefer not to leave their homes but need vehicle maintenance done. So reach out to Anthony Ketchum or Steve Gabara, or you can tell us and we'll pass the word along, forward the email. And then if you're a man facing divorce, probably a lot more of those than there were a week ago, are you dreading spending time at home with your wife during the coronavirus? You need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. I declare this the buy of the year so far.
Very smart of them.
Adam has lots of free advice available for you. The virtual office is open. They are here to help. Go to Adam.
I agree with my wife.
Go to AdamDivorceLaw.com or call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. And the Hall Financial Hotline could be open today for a couple things.
Two stories. One is, I think this guy is the dad of the year, in a way. His 21-year-old son was in spring break down in South Padre Island. And he says, quote, I spoke with him every day and told him that maybe they should come home. I was aggravated. The news here was getting worse and worse. He's in New York State. Matt sent me pictures of him and his friends congregating outdoors listening to live music. It's the scene you would not want to be in. It's a nice dick sending it to your dad. And so they ended up finally...
I don't think anyone can tell anyone what to do anymore. I mean, no one. It doesn't matter if you're 2, 5, 7, or 19 or 20 years old. No one can tell anyone what to do.
So this kid eventually had to leave because they shut down the beach in Texas. And they flew. They were going to fly into LaGuardia. LaGuardia was closed because they had too many positive cases. So they took them to Tennessee. They finally got to some airport in New York, and Dad refused to pick him up. He wrote, "No chance," is what he told his
Yikes,
son.
Yikes, you're strict.
So the kid gets home, and the dad says, "I filled the trunk of his car with groceries, left him an envelope with $300 in cash," which is very nice.
All
the guys' keys were on the front seat. They got out of the car from the airport near our driveway, and I said, "Stay right there. Do not go any further." They were tired.
Should he give him $300 in groceries? Why doesn't he give him money for groceries and make the kid go get them?
Because he still cares about the kid.
Well, but he's trying to teach him a lesson. I don't think he's really teaching him a very good lesson.
The kids were tired. They had a 2.5
hour. All the work for him.
They had a 2.5 hour drive ahead of him. I love my son, but they're not sleeping here. And I said, if any of you have to pee, we have some bushes. So he's listed, and so is the hotel.
Well, that would be absolutely infuriating. They've been telling us for plenty of time, don't do this. And then you go fucking do it, and then you want to go home because, oh, it's not fun. They're not letting us party like they said they would. Well, we've gotten 3 days in. And then he wants to go home and take it to his parents.
Here's the kid's quote, too. He said, we're only allowed to go to the beach in small groups and couldn't have speakers. It's 4 days into spring break.
Oh, shit.
And then there was basically no one on the island. The police seemed like they were trying to ruin our good time.
Yeah, so he really got it. He really understands.
Yes.
Nice job! None of you!
Hey, the class of 2020 is a big loser in this situation. They get no graduation, no commencement.
They'll
be mess
fine.
Up their spring break and their senior days. It sucks.
We'll have to hear about it for the next 30 years.
Hey, did you know they sounds like they already named the next generation, by the way. Generation C for coronavirus.
Oh.
I've heard that in a few places.
It hasn't bothered them at all.
Not yet.
They're the least bothered.
No. Okay, let me ask you this. There is a nurse who looks like she's Gen Z, very young, who quit her job.
I saw that.
Does that bother you?
Not really. I don't know why she's getting all this publicity for it.
I understand.
Look at how terrible this is. Because one nurse quit?
I understand.
Don't nurses quit every day? What about all the dedicated people that are there day in, day out, busting their ass, taking risks? I mean,
Why isn't she one of those? Why isn't she one? It'd be like
because she's too dangerous for her. It's all about her.
Could you imagine a cop who's on a beat and then all of a sudden there's a lot of crime in the area going, no, this is too much crime. I'm out of here.
I'm serious.
Isn't that part of the job? Isn't that what you sign up for?
I quit.
If I were her, I would not be showing up in the media every five seconds when your contemporaries are there on the front lines busting their ass. Fuck you.
But I did see
her. Did I say fuck you?
But I did see her, and I was like,
I got you that time.
She seemed like maybe one of those stereotypical Gen Zers. When the going gets tough, I'm out of here.
Yeah, but you guys, really, maybe she was just looking to, I don't know, start a new chapter of her life, you know, turn the page.
No, she's quitting because she's in danger.
It is.
She's saying about starting a new chapter that I'm aware of. See, at least we have a millennial to help try and explain what she
and standing up. Yeah, totally.
Might be saying. It's nice of you to make excuses for her, Brandon.
This entire situation's messing up everybody right now. Everybody.
Brandon, don't do a complete 180. I realize you're sorry about your previous views, but don't do a complete 180.
I have to do a 180 because I haven't left this house.
I want to accept your apology.
4 days. I don't think I'm going to leave this house in
2 months. When was the last time you left the house? Where'd you go?
Well, I did have to pick up takeout because I wanted to support my local businesses.
Did you drop Kristen off to do it? And wait in the car?
No, she hasn't been leaving at all because she's immunocompromised.
Okay. When was the last time you went back and forth, but did you?
No, I've had to run a few errands, but nothing.
Did you wear gloves?
No, I didn't.
I'm scooting over.
Well, but honestly, I wasn't within 6 feet of anyone but the cashier.
Where is
that dude's
at?
Dying ASAP?
CVS.
Okay.
And this cashier did have gloves.
So on Friday, I did a LaDuff show, which we should.
Oh, I've done a couple drive-throughs too. I drove through the bank.
Oh my God,
drove through it.
You're getting it.
A drive-through the bank?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I got home on Friday, and so you know how we remodeled, repainted the main level of our house, and we had stuff moved all around. So Julie ordered before the pandemic struck, ordered 3 different carpets because she didn't know which one she would like. So she picks one.
You got them all delivered?
Yeah. Yeah. Southeast.
I wonder if the carpet matches her pubes.
Boy, Julie's really brings up the cost of carpeting. Sending all these fucking carpets back.
So we had 2 to return to Costco, and they've been in the garage, and it's been driving me nuts. I'm like, how am I going to return this to Costco in the middle of a pandemic?
What, so Costco's going to just write these 2 carpets off? Because you had to have 3 in your house to choose from?
Hey, that's...
Would it make more sense to choose one, and if you don't like it, send it back, and then choose another? Then maybe it would be just 2.
Wait, this is time management. I'd rather have to return everything at once instead of keep going back and forth.
3 carpets? You order 3 to pick 1?
Yeah, I think that's smart.
If everyone did that, I think they'd be out of business.
Well, that's the advantage of Costco. So on Friday, I'm like, I just got to get these carpets out of the garage. It's driving me nuts.
Would you please put a little mark in the corner so I know if it's the carpet that you had in your garage for a month before you returned it?
Sure. I don't know. They just write it off. I don't care what Costco does with it. But I actually called over to Costco and said, I know this sounds ridiculous. I have these two rugs. Can I return them now? And the lady's like, well, yeah.
Can I help you?
Of course you can. I said, really? It's not like really busy or kind of hard to get carpets in there or anything?
Okay.
She goes, no, we've been totally dead all day. We're dead right now. I said, really? You think I should bring them down? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, all right. So I headed over to Costco, and then I'm like, well, I'm here. I might as well load up on stuff. It was a little spooky, man. It was really kind of eerie in there. No one's talking. They have plastic guards in front of every cashier. Everyone's wearing gloves. It was just really bizarre. I'm picking items like way in the back that no one else could have touched or sneezed on. And so I finally get all my crap, load in the cart, and I'm walking out, and I turn the corner, and there's a dude who works there vaping, and I walked right into his vape cloud. I'm like, oh my God, if that guy's coronavirus, I'm so dead now. From inhaling his vape.
Well, all these celebrities are getting coronavirus. Look at them. They're in crowds. They're around people all the time. They travel.
Yeah, well, traveling seems to be the big thing.
Jackson Brown, to me, was the best example because his son, his son, who's, you know, 40-something, was saying, don't go to that thing. You're going to get fucking coronavirus. You're flying to New York.
It sounds like Jim Price Jr. Dad, don't go to New York.
And Jackson Brown's, oh, that's a charity thing I agreed to do. And he goes, he gets coronavirus, gives it to his kid who told him not to go.
Well, now he never has to listen to his dad anymore. His dad never has
to listen. And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
But I did appreciate him telling the story and saying, I really shouldn't have gone. It was really a mistake.
Are you saying he's running on empty now?
Yes, he's running on empty, although he's getting better. He's 71 years old. He looks pretty good for 71, I got to say. But yeah, I'm tired of reading about people that get it. It's like, oh, James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks. Yeah, he probably runs around all over the fucking place. He's in New York. What's the big surprise? Why don't you tell us if James Dolan doesn't get it? Boris Johnson. Yeah, he's the head of the British government. Yeah, of course, he probably is around people all the fucking time. How many people do you give it to? That's a better question. Tom Hanks, yeah, he's in Australia. He's traveled here, there, everywhere.
Well, there's even dumber stories now. The celebrities that have managed to avoid it, like Aaron Rodgers. You see the Aaron Rodgers story?
Was he stuck in Peru or something?
I think.
Why is he smuggling cocaine? he and the Twisted Sister daughter are smuggling cocaine from Peru, and then they complain.
It's funny that Aaron Rodgers has no problem getting out of Peru, but Dee Snider's daughter's.
I know, and he tweeted this morning. My daughter is still in Peru.
Did he really?
He did. Yes.
Well, go get her, Snyder.
Wait, what the fuck? Why doesn't she just quarantine there? She's just going to get it flying through six airports.
I agree. I'd rather be there.
Why was she there? Why isn't it a stupid time to go there? Really? I mean, really?
Well, it depends when she left.
Remember when they said, you know what? We're cutting off certain countries. Hurry up, get back here before midnight tomorrow. She should have fucking come then.
She should have, yeah. Which is what Aaron Rodgers did. He got out of Peru right before they shut down the airport. But they used the term, this is what bothered me, they said Aaron Rodgers escaped Peru. Did he really escape it, or did he just get on an airplane?
He'd have just gotten a private jet, for Christ's sake. Yeah. I think he can afford it. Anyway, the Hall Financial Hotline, if you're paying anywhere near 4% on your mortgage, you're crazy. Because if you've got any kind of credit, you can refi with Hall. They're doing a lot of business right now.
Yeah,
people are, you know, not much to do. Why not refinance my house and save some money? Or take some money out of my house, or eliminate PMI, or there's all kinds of things. Shorten the rate, shorten the term. Shortening the rate seems to be the popular one. So Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg.com. You can call 248-308-5000. You can click the link on our website. They've been averaging 10 days for our people. Their regular average is 19 days. Industry, 44 days. So you could be saving money in 10 days, start to finish. Somebody contacted me who's done 4 refis with Hall Financial.
Really?
With the same guy, too, and he said all of them were a breeze, and he has, of course, done better for himself every time. Now, over the last few years.
All the same house?
No, I don't think it's the same house. Maybe it is.
Hey,
maybe he'll let me know.
There's another address that's a little easier to remember. It's davidhallmortgage.com/drewandmike.
Oh, Did they change it?
They did. They haven't updated the copy yet. But well, the one on the website still links. There's a new picture of David.
Hall Financial Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 1467435. You know on Facebook where they, you know, your picture on Facebook? Mm-hmm. Hall's, because it was in the thing of, you know, like people that you should maybe be friends with because,
oh, yeah,
you know, you have
yeah
lots of mutual. Anyway, Hall's picture came up on there, and it's got this really bright green background, and you can't miss it.
Let's see it. Is it his personal page or the Hall Financial? Oh, wow, yeah. Boy, does it, that pop out.
Yeah, it does. It just leaps out, kind of like the Fire Festival with the orange, except yeah, he's got the green.
Pretty smart of him. Smart man.
Yeah.
And that green thing today was enough.
Do you want to call the dad, or do you want to call? Well, there's the head of the president of Thailand, I guess, is quarantining with 20 chicks.
Yeah, Thailand's king is in a luxury hotel in Garmisch in Germany. Fun fact, I've been there.
Bloop. What's the king's name?
King Maha Vajra Longkorn.
Maha Vajra
Longkorn? Yeah.
Okay.
And it's spelled Longkorn.
Also that's known, a great name.
Also known as Rama X.
All right.
Rama X, that's right up there with Joe Exotic.
We have the hotel's number?
Yeah. So this guy booked out the entire Grand Hotel after a 4-star hotel received, quote, special permission from the district council to accommodate his party. The 67-year-old king's entourage include a harem of 20 concubines and numerous servants. It's unclear if his 4 wives are living at the hotel with the rest of the group.
Wow.
Guest houses and hotels in the region were ordered closed due to the coronavirus crisis, but a spokesperson for the district said that the hotel was an exception because, quote, the guests are a single homogeneous group of people with no fluctuation, I guess. However, 119 members of the entourage have reportedly been sent back on Thailand on suspicion that they have the coronavirus disease. So he's really paring it down.
Why is he quarantining in a hotel?
I think that's
with
just
a crowd of people.
I think that's just where he was. Apparently, there's a
Holiday Inn.
There's a law in Thailand that you can't criticize the king online, but of course, everyone's breaking that law right now. And they even had a hashtag trending that "Why do we need a king?" So,
let's see. So, I'm sorry. Where's the hotel again?
It's in Germany.
Germany. You want to call?
Yeah, gladly.
All right.
Brandon. King in the castle. King in the castle. Oh, go do this. Go do this. King in the castle.
Ma Vajra.
Yeah, Rama X.
Rama X.
Or Rama the 10th. I don't know. That ring doesn't sound correct.
Hall Financial Hotline. Yeah, it should be going. Trr, trr.
Yeah.
Lieber Gast, vielen Dank für den Anruf. Aufgrund der momentanen Corona situation is the Grand Hotel Sonne.
I want to tell somebody in command.
She mentioned the coronavirus. I do know that from
did
my
she?
Limited German.
Vielen Dank für Ihr Verständnis.
Dell Zero.
Guest, thank you very much for calling.
Oh, wait.
Due to the current Corona situation, the Grand See? Hotel Sonnenbichl is not available.
What?
You're welcome to send us your request by email to info@sonnenbichl.com.
The king has spread so many sexually transmitted disease and coronavirus very that they've shut the whole place down. All right.
That's ridiculous.
Should we call the dad?
Let me see what happens if I hit zero. There's got to be an emergency way to get through, right? Maybe not.
Great music. Saw some great true crime over the weekend.
I am king, allow me to
see the Matt Farley article?
Yeah.
It was nice.
Big time, man.
Yeah.
There's no king. Just to see.
He's making $65,000 a year now from his music. Up from 52.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why he doesn't have a coronavirus song, though.
He's got publishing money, too, so he's probably making close to $6 million. Good for him.
I don't think he wants to exploit the coronavirus at this time.
Exploit it?
Well, because it's, you know, a bad thing.
Would you stop being so sensitive all of a sudden? Jesus.
All right, this is the Spring Break Dad, then.
What's Spring Break Dad's name?
His name is Peter.
The spring is here.
All right.
Hip hooray, listen to the people cheer. April showers.
I love you, Peter.
Spring May flowers. People got spring. spring fever. They're all falling in love with each other. Springtime, everything coming back to life. Springtime, everything coming back to life. The bunny is so happy, hopping all around, and the squirrel is jumping and dancing also. The deer is smiling, the moose is leaping. Everybody happy, wake up, no more sleeping.
Try buying this kid a new car.
Springtime, everything coming back to life. Springtime.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Peter Levine.
That's him.
Okay.
Is not available.
Another message?
Yeah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Peter, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit, and we read the story about your dilemma with your son at spring break and how he handled it when he came back, and we were very... entertained, impressed, and a few questions, too, if you want to call us back at the 248 number. We'll be doing our show for another, 90 minutes or so. So, anyway, good luck to you. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, everyone's happy.
Peter, by the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels, and that was a totally farcical call.
People cheer, April showers, spring May flowers, people got spring fever, they're all falling in love with you.
All right. So, was there anything else for the Hall Financial Hotline?
No, those are the two new ones.
Hey, is there a new, is there a recent poll on Trump handling the
Well, I guess his approval rating, is up.
Yeah, I heard it was 61% or something like that for
really?
This.
Wow.
His approval rating as president was like 47 or 48, which is really high for him.
Yeah.
And I was surprised, honestly, that it would move one inch. Because people that don't like him naturally, and he's said some ridiculous things.
I gotta
things.
Say,
just stupid.
Didn't seem like he was doing a better job a week ago, and now it's back to the usual
you know,
Twitter
bullshit. So
the Twitter bullshit and the fighting.
Well, why is he tweeting about having as many viewers as Monday Night Football or The Bachelor at his press conferences? I know his point was that the mainstream media is trying to get people not to watch, but...
Is that really a thing? He really believes that?
Well, yeah, Rachel Maddow tried to,
but no one cares what she thinks.
She's got a lot of viewers. And she got a lot of publicity for it, too, because she said that they should not carry the White House press briefings because there's so much misinformation. How about Hillary Clinton tweeting that that he made America great again? We're number one in coronavirus cases. Boy, that was...
Putting America first, yeah.
That was very Trumpian, not in a good way.
I'm back!
Just go away, honey.
Why would she do that?
Drew, I don't know.
I mean, if you had the coronavirus, wouldn't that fucking piss you off?
Yeah. No, I mean, I expected some people to say that, but I don't know. I guess maybe I'm not surprised that she would have done that.
I don't know. That's I was stupid. Surprised. I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, a lot of it doesn't matter. Most of it, I expect so little out of these people now that... you know,
honestly, anything she says, though, comes across as sour grape.
Yeah, you it know? Does. And she is sour grape.
And frankly, kind of shitty. Yeah, no, she hasn't done anything to dispel that myth that she's really pissed that she lost.
Well, you know,
which
honestly.
Which is 100% her fault.
If we want to do this, would she be doing a better job with this? I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
She'd be ass kissy and, she'd be very fake, warm, and fuzzy.
Yeah.
I mean,
which
it would be fake
come across.
As hell.
Yeah.
You know, with Trump, you do know what you're getting, even when you don't like it, which has been too many times lately.
Do you really know? Do you really know what you're getting? Because it seems like it changes all the time.
Well, you get basically whatever his brain shits out, exactly. Whatever he's thinking is going to come out of his mouth, which in some ways, I mean, I don't like people that are saying things and I don't know if they're telling the truth. I mean, with him, Trump is a New York contractor to me. He's a huckster. He's a self-promoter.
He's also the president, though. That's what
well,
sucks.
No, I know he's the president, but I don't think Donald Trump he's still the contractor Donald Trump operating pretty much the way he did that, maybe a little differently, but I've never expected him. I never expected him to be the guy that would warm the country during a crisis.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
and an interesting thought the other day that who would be the best president for this situation right now?
Yeah,
because I don't. You know, I do think you need someone.
I honestly, I don't know what the solution is. I guess, you know, it's not really fair until it's completely done to say how someone performed or didn't perform. But I was thinking, I don't, that fake, like, you know, we'll just love each other. I hate that. Yeah. It's just fake to me.
Well, I thought Obama, just because it would be all science, it'd be all scientists. He's not as lovey-dovey either.
I agree.
He can be pretty lovey-dovey. I think I like Obama pretty much. He's a sincere guy. I think he's sincere.
I would not want it to be Bill Clinton.
I was thinking George Bush Sr., actually. I think he'd be good.
Well, he would listen to intelligence reports, former CIA. I think he'd be good, yeah.
I mean,
Bush!
There are really hard decisions to be made.
We saw him handle a war. I mean,
I don't think he's particularly was a bullshitter either. I mean, he said he wouldn't read my lips. I will not raise taxes. And then he said, you know what? We're fucked. I got to raise taxes, and cost him his second term.
What?
He could have been reelected probably.
Yeah. But he did what was the right thing to do.
He did. Yeah. Of course, then the David Copperfield thing, then that throws everything out the window. What the hell do you think? It's kind of an interesting discussion point, though. Who would do better, or who would be the best person? I mean, honestly, in the end, it's like calming the nation really doesn't mean a fucking thing in the end. It's like, what about the results?
Yeah, in the end, but yeah, don't you want some calm, thought?
Yeah, you do. It doesn't do me a lot of good. I guess it does other people a lot of good. So, yeah, you do. You want that if you can get it.
You would like a singular message, too, I would think, coming out of the federal government.
Yeah, no, I think...
Speaking of singular messages, I don't know if you saw on Deadline Detroit, they picked it up. The doctor, the Beaumont doctor, who put a thing out on social media about young people on respirators, like it's full. Did you see that story?
Well, I know Beaumont was pretty well jammed up, and Detroit hospitals too.
And that guy had to walk it back and kind of say, well, I was exaggerating, even though other doctors had commented underneath it about what's really going on there. And so I was talking to someone about it and who might know certain people. And the problem with that is you don't want everybody that works in that ER and doctors that are working there to put out a message, right?
No, absolutely not.
That's why they have the PR. I don't think they're trying to hide anything. I think they're trying to send out numbers, but you don't want every nurse and every doctor, which is the problem right now.
Except
Good Morning America and the Today Show.
Yeah,
they put every nurse and doctor on TV.
The problem, though, is that when they do send out one message, a lot of times it's a bullshit message. And so that's why.
From a hospital?
There's some bullshit. There's some posturing, I think. Because
posturing maybe, but I don't know about bullshit.
Well, no, I don't mean outright bullshit. But honestly, if you read what happens is eventually people start to leak things to people like they're leaking them to us.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm hearing from people at Beaumont and some other hospitals, and they're telling me things that we're not hearing publicly because they would never tell us these things.
Exactly.
Like, that some places really have no fucking clue and they're not prepared. And it just hit them, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, my God. And they're doing the best they can. But it puts the staff under a lot of pressure when you don't have a plan for something like that.
You shouldn't have any secrets from me.
No, I think it's bad. It probably is worse than it sounds. But at the same time, I would understand why a health system would want one message going out.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want – you don't want people doing that. But I do think that the truth does get out. It just sometimes has a very roundabout way of doing it.
Yeah.
But, on the topic of one message, I thought this was kind of interesting. This Joe Biden Me Too story.
What?
You didn't hear the Joe Biden Me Too story?
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Wow. Seriously.
I haven't heard boo about Biden other than that poll about how nobody's excited to vote for him.
Yeah, the poll today. Okay, we should cover that. Biden still leads Trump. This is 2 days after Fox News said, hey, Biden leads Trump 49-40. ABC Washington Post puts out a poll, and they say Biden's up 49-47. But they said 24% of the Biden people do not enthusiastically support him, 24%, versus 53% of Trump supporters enthusiastically support President Trump.
That's a huge, huge problem.
Getting people out to the polls, that's...
Especially in November, who knows where we're going to be?
I honestly think we're nowhere near where we're going to end up. I don't know what that... Maybe where we are now, maybe it could be... Who knows? So much is going to happen. But it's fascinating that you said that, because I caught... just a little something about this story. And today I'm going through stuff And I see this Biden Me Too story. I'm like, what is this story? Is this a sketchy thing that only some people are reporting? And I read the story, and it's the same girl who accused him previously. Her name is, ironically, Tara Reid. But there's an E.
I don't know why it makes me laugh.
I know, it's ridiculous. There's an E at the end of Reid. R-E-A-D-E.
I know, but we all have the image of Tara Reid wild on.
Yeah, or Ted hanging out. She said that previously she had made a complaint that she worked for him, by the way. She was in a Senate office in 1993. And what was her little story? Oh, I got the wrong piece of paper. She said that he had put his hand on her neck or run his fingers up her neck or something. I mean, it sounded like,
oh God.
He put his hand on her shoulders and ran his fingers up her neck. That would normally be a great move, I think.
I feel like he does that to everybody.
Well, he may. But now she says that she was not comfortable revealing the entirety of it, that in fact he also had pushed her up against a wall and penetrated her with his fingers.
What?
Picturing Joe Biden do that is just bizarre, isn't it?
Yes. Ugh. Gross. What?
That's a bunch of malarkey.
I can't see a guy with all those H spots on his face doing that.
No.
Maybe this one was 1993, so he was probably hot then.
Was he ever hot?
I'm just kidding. So anyway, I'm reading the story. And one of the things in the story that was fascinating was that this girl has gone to Time's Up, Me Too, for help.
Uh-oh.
And she was turned down because they said that if they helped her, they could lose their tax-exempt status.
Why does he control that? Or they mean
he could because he could control it.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
No, but he could if he wins. No, I just thought it was bullshit. It's like, well, it's interesting. This organization that supports anyone, no matter how big or small, but they can't support someone who says they were Me Too'd by the candidate for the president of the United States.
But that would so backfire on him.
What would backfire?
I agree.
But it sounds like for whatever reason they don't want to help her.
Hmm.
But it sounds terrible, obviously. So anyway, today I'm just bopping through Twitter.
Her side of the story, but yeah.
Yeah, but you're supposed to. And here's the interesting part of the story was they were
calm
talking
down.
About,
it's okay.
That's what he said before he penetrated his fingers.
Biden supported Christine Blasey Ford and said something to the effect that, let's see, what was his quote? I wrote it down. Something about you have to believe at least part of as a starting point, you have to at least try to believe the essence of the story.
Well, you have to listen. Yeah. I don't know if you should believe it, but you should listen.
So anyway, here's the thing. This girl's being attacked already because she has a pro-Putin tweet.
Oh, boy.
Now, what the fuck does a pro-Putin tweet have to do with? I guess that means, I don't know, she's for dictatorships?
Being paid by the Russians.
The phony Russia hoax.
I just feel like this country's so mentally ill right now when shit like this comes up. Anyway, The Guardian did a story today about how this story is getting no attention.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
And I don't know much about The Guardian. I read stuff in The Guardian because I follow them on Twitter, and I don't really know where they fall one way or the other. That's the damn thing. It's like, why should I even have to think about it? I just should read the story and make my own mind up. But I just was intrigued, and so I Googled it. And you know what? The people you would think would be doing stories about this do not come right up.
Really?
Yeah. That's interesting. Google Joe Biden Me Too, new Me Too allegation, and tell me what comes up.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry. Google.
Joe Biden, new Me Too allegation.
I see Breitbart, Washington Examiner.
Thank
Reason
you.
Magazine. So those are generally what? Right wing?
Yes, absolutely. But it's not.
Fox, The Guardian.
Yeah.
The Federalist.
Where's the Washington Post? Where's the New York Times? Where's the, you know, the papers of quote unquote record?
That is interesting.
I mean, I find that to be true with a lot of stories now. And I'm not one of those people that fake news, everything is fake news. But I do find a lot of stories where discretion creates some interesting scenarios because stories either don't get played up or they get played up.
Yeah, you see, I learned it from Vox. And Vox, I thought, was generally, you know, I don't consider them a right-wing publication. So Vox at least picked it up and they did a big piece on it.
Well, but I mean, how many people are reading Vox? You know, versus some of the other ones.
Fox is pretty big.
Vox?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But would you think more people would see a story like that?
Well, I think
in Vox or the New York Times or the Washington Post.
Well, they'd definitely give it legitimacy if they put it in there. Yeah.
Who?
The Post or the Times?
Oh,
or
yeah.
The journals.
No, I mean you would believe that, or a lot of people would believe that. But why aren't they using this? Why aren't they doing the story?
Yahoo has a story.
Yeah, Yahoo was one of the ones that the Guardian gave credit to. They said virtually none of the typical mainstream players that people would look to had carried the story. They did mention Yahoo, though.
So Yahoo, though, was picked up from Refinery29's website, too. So I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, so I guess that's a story that we're really not going to hear about. But to some people, it is a story. And I guess to some people, it's really not a story, or it's not worth reporting. I don't know. It's funny what things, you know, get absolutely no vetting, and the things that get tons of vetting for some reason, they can't pass the vetting. And then you see something else that's based on Twitter becomes a story. I don't know. It's really odd. Again, I think we're in a country that's mentally ill. Okay. Really, honestly.
Okay, Mitch. Sounds like something Mitch would say.
Her dad was Gretchen Whitmer. Boy, that was powerful. Trending on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Mitch.
Well,
see you around.
So much so, I know Trump retweeted some guy's tweet. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Let me pull it up. That specifically mentioned.
I know you said there were no comments on the story.
Well, that was the first thing I looked at on freep.com is, you know, I'm always intrigued when his comments are open, and they were not open. Not on that story.
That's so funny. Who decides that?
I would think an editor.
I don't want any comments on this story. I just feel it's inappropriate.
Here it is. So you're thinking of the John Sitkowitz.
Yeah, you got it. You want to read it?
Jail Bomb's softball interview with Whitmer this past Friday on WJR was horrific. Wasn't sure what was more disturbing. Whitmer not being quite sure whether she's in charge of the state's response, or L-Bomb not knowing the difference between state and federal government. Now, this is a dude with 1,000 followers, and he gets a retweet from Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
Who found that?
I don't know.
That's really incredible. You know what I was blown away by? You know, Trump was talking about issuing a, what's the term? Is it a quarantine for New York?
Yeah, three state quarantine.
Yeah, and I thought, sounds like a good idea to me. And, of course, New York went crazy. Cuomo said absolutely not.
Can't do that. This is America!
Well, yeah, but this is America, and this is a hot zone for a pandemic that's completely shut our world down.
No, we have freedom. Ooh. We have freedom to be as dumb as we want.
Well, then why are we shutting anything down?
We technically, things aren't really shut down. I mean, yeah, there's no work, but you can go out, you're not going
to
get arrested.
Why are there rules for some people and not for other people? I don't get it. And these people that have to go to Rhode Island and then don't want people noticing that they have a New York license plate.
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of what are they doing that's so important? That's what I'd like to know.
Going home.
Well, then why weren't they home already?
They were working in New York.
Probably right.
I think what
cruises is these people had to go on? And then it's our big fucking problem.
It's their honeymoon.
It's my 40th birthday.
What about my son's?
40 years ago, I traveled through my mother's vagina.
Oh, what about my son's graduation? Oh, did you see a party that got busted up, by the way? Another one?
Yeah, I did hear about actually a couple.
COVID.
It's always kind of funny.
Idiot stories.
Let me mention Luke Nowacki, who would love to have some of your time. If you haven't, you can talk to him on the phone. You can do things. You know, you don't have to run into his office. But Luke is still with us, and he's available at 248-663-4748. You got so much time now. Maybe it's a good time. You know, we're talking about refinancing with Hall. Or maybe it's just discussing your financial future or discussing some decisions you want to make with your possibly depleted 401k. Or your investment options, or saving for your college education for your kid, or looking at your retirement and making sure you outlive your money or give yourself a fair chance anyway, or why aren't you saving any money? Let Luke look at the picture. He's helped a lot of people in this audience. 248-663-4748. Security and Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities, and our marketing names, product services, reference here, are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, and we are in the Deals in the D.com studios. And our friends at Zot are hoping they can help you. If they can, they'll be delighted to help you through this difficult time. They are continuing to pick up and deliver vehicles that need service for those people that prefer not to leave their homes. And their service and parts department have been deemed essential businesses by the CDC and are open to customers to help you get your car back in working order, whether it's Zot Toyota, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, or Zot Ford in Holly.
Cops had to break up a 47-person apartment party in New Jersey. There was an anonymous call at 11:44, found 47 people and a DJ crammed into a 550-square-foot apartment. Those people are all dying, right? They're all going to get coronavirus.
Hopefully.
The organizer was charged, as they should have been and deserved to be. This is not a game. Stay home. Be smart.
Well, you know,
you can tell people not to gather in crowds.
Some of us want to get back to our lives, and the more
I get it.
More assholes out there who just say, I can't quarantine. They're going to party.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just making it harder for everyone else. So
the first guy who died in Florida, in Miami, 40-year-old dude, muscle-bound dude. You didn't see that guy?
The guy died in Miami?
Yeah. 40 years old, got ill in Miami and died, and then they showed his husband, which I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what it matters.
What's that guy's name? People can ask me how to search on
How do you... Muscle Man?
Yeah.
Muscle Man?
But this guy was just at a party.
Just get off on myself.
This guy was at the Winter Party Festival not that long ago, and there's pictures of him there, and it's just jam-packed. I mean, I'm not saying he deserves to die or anything, but
he and his husband might have had a wild time.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, looking at the pictures, I think it's safe to assume that the four guys together in the photo with him had a wild time.
It might have been worth it.
So the let's see, what are some other idiots here?
You should see me have sex with myself.
This one made me mad. Why did everyone get so pissed at David Geffen for, you know, posting a picture on his yacht?
Because it's tone deaf. I mean, it's just not impressive. I am quarantining on my $590 million yacht, and it's really difficult, but I'm managing. He's an asshole. It's like, fuck you and your yacht.
But everybody knows David Geffen is loaded.
I know, but do we really need to hear from David Geffen? Is it really important? People going, no. Oh my God, what's David Geffen doing?
No, but I just don't understand why we're so mad at him for being rich.
And if he did it in his bedroom or something, maybe people wouldn't react that way. But when he's on a fucking yacht, it looks like he's on vacation, just having the time of his life.
Rich, you jerk.
Plus, he's probably got a crew of 20 people there that he's dudes, mixing it up with. Yeah, all dudes.
I think it's what he wrote.
His all dude crew.
Because he did write sunset last night, isolated in the Grenadines, avoiding the virus. I hope everyone's staying safe.
Looking forward to some nude sunbathing with the crew today.
That crew is so getting coronavirus.
You know,
I'm a rich American with a big wiener.
I bet his crew is so hot. Probably you have to be a former Chippendale to be on David Geffen's crew.
The shortest shorts on that crew. Did you see Lady Gaga's dad is in trouble?
Yeah, he has started GoFundMe for his restaurant.
Asshole. It's a $50,000 GoFundMe to support his wages. Can he just ask her to become an investor?
I know.
In his restaurant? Yes.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 are giving to my dad's GoFundMe yeah. to keep his restaurant going. And the other one believes in me.
Here's a chick, too. Here's another influencer. She's a 21-year-old Nashville woman, Ireland Tate. Who posted, I think last week, she said, so I'm aware we're supposed to be self-quarantining and social distancing and all these things to keep everyone safe. Cool. I get it. I just don't think that I'm going to get the virus. What do you think happened a few days later?
Oh, she got the virus.
Just
of course she did.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of
she died.
There's a lot of coronavirus karma. Wait, she died?
I don't know if she died. I'm just joking.
Coronavirus karma is, I don't know, for some reason feels kind of good, doesn't it? I don't want anybody to get it, but I mean, if somebody has to get it, it might as well be somebody that
if they weren't
listening. Earned it.
Yeah,
if they
like Weinstein.
He's doing great, though.
Yeah, he's recovering nicely. I mean, we're so worried about him.
Here's a great celebrity message. Did you see this one?
Nick Lachey song?
Why is this not playing? Here we go.
Boom, Mr. 305, better send Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide Pitbull.
Slam. If there's any time to check in for the world, it's right now. Now's when
he's checking in for the world, Drew. Forget everything. We're all wondering.
Is he okay about Kobe yet?
Apparently.
I wanted to do it here on the roof. And show that city right behind me, Miami.
He was more concerned about Kobe dying than COVID-19.
And I want to give that to everybody in the world right now. I said, ah! That's what we got to stick.
He wrote a new song for coronavirus. Stand with me.
There's no good song for coronavirus. Can we just get that straight?
Not only that, he's plagiarizing the soccer chant, "I believe that we will win."
I believe we will what?
We will win.
No, we know he wins. There's already thousands are dead.
We're going to beat the virus.
Face everything and rise.
Oh, my God. These people just, can you play, let's see, there's so many dumb ones. Play, what's her name, Kate Winslet. The Contagion crew from the movie. They've been asked to put out messages because, well, isn't it fitting? Because they're in the movie Contagion about a fake contagion.
Well, they lived it, man.
Kate Winslet is so fucking obnoxious.
Was that in,
She talks to us like we're all in first grade. By the way, I think we know how to wash our hands by now!
Aren't we beyond that part?
Yes! By the way, would you really... I don't know, I would be embarrassed to do... Everyone knows how to wash your fucking hands.
Apparently not, though.
No, these are people that want attention. Either the movie wanted attention and they talked her into it, or she wants attention. I mean, honestly, listen to how she talks to us.
I know, it's not loading right now for whatever reason.
Matt Damon has one, too, and you can tell he's embarrassed to do his.
Is that it, Brandon? Yeah, there you go. That use that one.
Oh, she's just...
The link.
In the movie Contagion, I played an epidemiologist trying to...
Why you bring up the movie?
She was
trying to justify, I guess, why she's telling us what to
do. She's done more. She pretended to be an epidemiologist. You've never done that.
That's true.
Wash your hands like your life depends on it. Because right now,
just wash your hands.
It just might.
Like
or the life of someone you love, or even the life of someone you might not know, but is still deserving of your consideration.
Matt Damon.
Like the people on the front lines of this fight right now. The doctors, the healthcare providers, the people who are still
come on, Kate.
Working in the grocery stores or delivering food to your homes, which is where you should be right now.
I never thought of any of this.
So if you're feeling overwhelmed, a little bit powerless at the moment, here's something that we can all do to make a difference.
Quiet.
And it doesn't require a medical degree or a microscope.
What are we all going to do, Kate? Knowledge.
Does it require pretending to be an epidemiologist?
Soap and water are all...
You sound like that, bro.
Get the temperature right. The water doesn't...
She's running the water, by the way.
Ooh,
she's in trouble.
Full 20 seconds.
This is when I want to complain that she's running the water.
Of the soap molecule binds.
My God, this is so annoying.
How long is this?
Like 3 minutes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Okay, play Dakota Johnson.
All right.
She does the same
thing.
Dakota Johnson. Just because she was created by Don Johnson's crank, she has to tell me how to wash my hands?
Olivia, hey. It's Dakota. Thank you so much for asking me to tell you how I wash my hands.
Who asked her?
Olivia Wilde. This is actually on Olivia Wilde's Instagram.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've been waiting my whole life. The whole
slut.
Why didn't Olivia Wilde just do it herself?
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
She probably, put a video of that up.
She probably did, but then you asked three other important people to do the same thing so they can all get attention.
For somebody to ask me to do that, to show them.
Now, I will say this for Dakota. She's cute as hell.
Oh, she's
really cute. But yeah. This gets so stupid. And again, I acknowledge that she was created by Don Johnson's crank.
Say, are you a little grossed out that you find half of Don Johnson's crank cute?
Well, I know. It's his crank in female form. It works pretty well.
It's still Melanie Griffin, right? Isn't that? Is Melanie her mom?
Yeah, I think so.
I just drop it because I'm into washing my hands. So I'm going to scrub them. And I just scrub them really
well. Wash your hands thoroughly. Full 20 seconds.
Because sometimes I hit my...
There's a comment under here that is dead nuts. The guy wrote, I was like, damn, she got big ass hands. She does have big ass hands.
Does she?
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, she's got hands for maybe...
Her hands
are directly... It's some genetic thing to handle a large crank. Her jeans are expecting a large crank because she's from jeans that have a large crank.
The crank gene apparently is reflected in hands and feet.
And you don't know.
This guy's wiener is huge, right?
She got her brush out yet?
Yes.
She's brushing her hands with a brush.
She just dropped
it. We're going to turn the tap back on.
Is she just fucking around now?
And we're going to hose it down.
Oh, you know what? Those aren't her hands. That's why.
She has big hands.
I see it now. I see the joke now.
You can do two things at once. I can do, honestly, like 12 things at once because.
Why doesn't she just, you know, make a porno or something?
That's funny. I didn't understand it. Did you get what it is there?
No.
Someone's got their hands behind her and is doing it, pretending to be her hands.
Oh, I see.
But they they did such a good job in the beginning, I actually believed it.
Well, I would have assumed that
good one.
Anything created by Don Johnson's crank in female form would have large hands.
So whose stupid hands are behind her? Is that Olivia Wilde's?
Chris Martin, her boyfriend.
Yeah. Ooh. Chris Martin.
Oh.
Whose sister, by the way, changed her name from Martin because she didn't want to get jobs because she was Chris Martin's sister, even though no one knew she was Chris Martin's sister.
That's smart. I just wish whoever was washing their hands here would have just sprayed her shirt. Did you see her shirt?
Yeah, I did. She's
a white tank
top. Yeah. Nice. Hey, Aaron Cummings.
Yeah.
Is ready to be interviewed. Did somebody send something to her?
A long, long time ago, because she's been a little ill.
This is one day ago. Yeah, I remember sending something way back.
Yeah.
But she had something out there. And, you know, she lived here for a couple of years, and she was really cool. She came in.
She's great.
Yeah, and she fought cancer.
Yeah.
Well, it sounded like a tough fight, too.
Well, it was a big one. It was at Spartacus.
Oh, I think it was, Brandon, where she was.
Yeah.
Nice referencing the Mr. Skin clip of her.
Oh yeah, she's got some good clips. No, she's really pretty, but she's cool too. I liked her. She was very nice.
No, I legit loved that series. I thought it was sweet.
What was it, ABC 187?
Detroit 187.
Yeah. By the way, as far as I want to kick one thing here before I leave the celebrity a-holes. Actually, a couple things. Kathy Griffin is home, thank God. She had a shit fit because she couldn't get the coronavirus test, and she blamed Trump for it. Well, it turns out she doesn't have the coronavirus, so it was probably a good idea not to test her because her symptoms were not consistent with coronavirus, although she made such a fuss, they put her in a coronavirus isolation ward.
Yep.
And it turns out
she gets it now because of that.
She, her husband, I forgot she got married recently. Her husband revealed that she had violent vomiting, violent diarrhea.
Oh, boy.
And intense pain. So nice of her to go in a coronavirus isolation unit and just fire off diarrhea all over the place.
Fire off diarrhea.
I don't want to get too graphic, but she's got clear water coming out of her butt.
Hot liquid.
Her ass is like a time bomb. You can move it from room to room. It's going to go off in one of those rooms.
It's nice of her husband to point that out.
Oh.
She said it came out so compact that it looked like a V8 can that was followed by what she referred to as 2 minutes of hot dog water.
Oh, man. And I could not help imagining her just having explosive diarrhea as I read it the whole time.
Oh, of course she did.
There's some video that came out of Amber Heard and Elon Musk getting kind of handsy in an elevator a month after she married Johnny Depp.
Nice. Class act.
Very nice. And then there was the Bob Dylan releasing an 17-minute song.
Ugh.
Just out of the clear blue sky 3 days ago. And I know you guys don't like Dylan, but I love Dylan.
No, I don't care who it is. Nobody needs a 17-minute song about anything.
Well, it's about the JFK assassination and the years that followed. And I really liked it. If you like Bob Dylan, you'll really like
17 minutes?
Yeah, I liked it all. I did. I listened through it to a second time because there are a lot of references in there, and I wanted to kind of figure out who he was referring to.
That sounds awful.
I thought it was cool. Play a little bit of it. It's Murder Most Foul. We don't have to listen to
Dylan,
10 minutes of it.
Son of a bitch.
I just can't. I'm just shocked.
Of course, people either loved it or they said it sucked.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm an alcoholic.
Murder Most Foul.
Yeah. I thought it was really... it was recorded like 7 or 8 years ago, I think. I don't know why he was sitting on this. He hasn't done an album in a long time.
Here we go.
But of course, he's always writing because he's Bob Dylan.
2.1 million views already.
That's pretty good for an old 80-year-old guy. I think it might suck you in. It might not, though. Just saying.
November 63. Oops. The day that will live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a rattle high. Good day to be living and a good day to die. He led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb.
Hey, slow down.
He said, wait a minute, boys. You know who I am? Of course we do. We know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car.
Oh. Too soon, Bob.
Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right.
Great story, Grandpa.
You got unpaid debts. We've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect.
You're so old, it hurts me.
We'll mock you and shock you. And we'll
put all right, turn it off, Jesus.
What are you, a senile old man?
You've already got someone here to take your
place. You've played your best drops.
Is it this slow the whole time?
It's not a rocker.
Oh, it's not. I'm in jump for it.
It's more in. Like a piece of poetry or some music.
6 minutes in. There's 10 minutes in.
Come on.
As I said... If you like Bob Dylan, you'll probably like it a lot. If you don't, you will make fun of it or rag on it or whatever you want to do. Go
and
ahead.
That time is
but I thought the topic, the JFK assassination is... How much great art is there on the JFK assassination, which was, I mean...
He had that one song that you and Maz love.
Abraham, Martin, and John. No, I don't love that song.
Okay, Tom loves it.
It was a big hit.
It's just funny because I'm looking at that runtime of 1656, and that's basically the same length as the first four tracks on the new Pearl Jam album. Which is just
Dylan's got another.
Those are long songs.
I'm trying to think of what the name of that song is. He has a song
Hurricane. Hurricane is super long.
Yeah, he's got some long songs. Highlands is 16 minutes long, and they're not his. Well, how long's Freebird? Freebird was long.
Yeah, but Freebird rocks. I love Freebird.
Freebird!
I love Freebird.
Do you feel
Please
like...
Please play Freebird!
Do you feel like we do?
908.
The live version is like 13-something.
And it changes a lot, you know, the tempo and... It's like 4
Hello,
seconds.
Spark of High Heel Boys! Traffic, Steve Winwood, Dave Mason.
Well, there's a list for you or Rick Beato to work on. The best songs.
Yeah, long songs.
Over 9 minutes.
Hey, Jude, 714.
I said over 9 minutes. I don't
Light
know
My Fire, 707. There aren't many songs over 9 minutes. Oh, wait. Starship Trooper, yes! Starship Trooper! The jam at the end of Starship Trooper is thoroughly awesome. Let's see. Low Spark of High.
If anybody knows any, go ahead and send them in.
Heel Boys. Length. I don't know.
Let's see. 926, Starship Trooper.
The last 4 minutes are awesome. Or last 3.5 minutes when they go into the jam. There you go. Here we go. Low Sparks 1142.
Jeez.
I knew that was coming. All right.
I was Tool, the new Tool album.
Yeah.
That album is weird because it has songs that the first two tracks are 10 minutes and 20 seconds, 11:53. Track 3 is 2:14.
How are the long songs?
They're good. I mean, they can drone on a little bit in my mind, but there's one that's 15:44 on here. That is a really
On the Tool album?
Song. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 15-minute song. So I take back anything I said about Dylan.
Let's see. Did you see Hoda Kotb crying?
Yeah. Do you know why I saw Hoda Kotb crying?
I don't know.
I think I know why you saw Hoda. Probably the same reason why I saw Hoda Kotb crying.
Please explain, Brandon.
I was just strolling through my Twitter, where I get a lot of my Corona news, and specifically where I get the most Corona news, and that's the Riff, their Twitter page.
And yeah. What did they tweet about the Hoda Kotb?
Hoda, we're with you.
Why would Riff be tweeting about Hoda Kotb crying?
I don't know. They retweeted the story.
Is that mistargeted?
I think so.
I think that's poorly targeted Twitter action.
Do you want to guess the engagement they got?
Yeah. I'm going to say not a lot.
You know, this was 2 days ago from now, almost 2 days exactly.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, if you're running that Twitter, you know it better than I do.
8 likes, no comments, no retweets.
Okay. I had some fantastic engagement on my Twitter. I just want to tell you right now. And the Metro Times says I'm a radio legend. Maybe that's why.
What was your great?
I know my audience.
What was your great engagement?
Okay. Well, I'm on my last tweet. I don't want to read the tweet, but I had 12 comments, 1 retweet, 73 likes. I had, okay, Twitter, your guess, please. When will we return to semi-normal life? Not when should we return, but rather your prediction of when the current situation ends. 160 comments.
Wow. Well done.
2 retweets, 36 likes. And then I thought today was Monday until I saw Mitch Albom's Her Name is Gretchen Whitmer column. 55 likes, 2 retweets, and 18 comments. Bob Dylan, Murder Most Foul. Oh boy. I said, yes, new Bob Dylan, 17 minutes on JFK assassination. If you love Dylan, you will enjoy the surprise. 8 comments, 8 likes, 1 retweet. Let's see how smart I see the comments are. Dylan, you son of a bitch. Tom Mazzaway, well, da. Well, da.
Well, da.
Bertram says, never liked him. Next. Paul Hibbert has, is that Chappelle going, Dylan, Dylan, yeah, Dylan. Yeah.
Oh, Dylan.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Tom Mazzaway Jr., how will the world function when the 60s hippie icons leave this world? Good question.
Dylan, 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 and Dylan.
Durand Basketball says, Drew, with all your American pop culture knowledge, did you catch all the references to other songs, movies, performers, and actors? Thank you, Durand! One guy! If the line wasn't about JFK, it seemed to reference something from American Bible. Yes.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
I want to kiss Duran. Somebody actually dug that tweet. So sometimes you go for the lesser engagement, you get one guy off. I got Duran off.
That's the official Twitter for the Duran Railroaders boys basketball team. So it's the whole team. You and the whole team dug it.
I'm a fan. I tweeted out Tucker Carlson, Biden won't be the Democratic nominee, Andrew Cuomo most likely, Red Shovel Net makes national news again, at Charlie Duff. That was from No BS News.
Yeah.
And that got picked up all over the place. That was a big national story, so good for Charlie.
I was a little taken aback when he said that. It's kind of interesting.
I don't know why he's saying that.
Well, I don't disagree with him.
Did he see him fingering this
terrorist? Oh, God. It's funny because Charlie goes,
that's something I don't want to walk in on, by the way.
Charlie goes, I'll take you up on that bet. But I just didn't know how the math worked, and he was basically thinking it's going to repeat 1968 because he says kind of what I think you and I felt.
What, Biden's going to get assassinated?
No, just that the convention.
Oh, it's going to go on the convention. Or, I could. I don't know. It's
where
this is a weird.
H. Humphrey Metrodome didn't win a single state but was the nomination.
I know. How weird.
But
well, I mean, the leading candidate was murdered.
Yeah.
Assassinated.
Well.
And, you know, I swear, contended. It's funny but, how JFK has become so associated with nailing chicks in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the Sam Kinison bit, you know, you're banging Marilyn Monroe, and your fingers on the button. Oh, my God, it doesn't get any better than this. You know, I need a strange piece of ice every day.
Yeah.
To keep the headaches away.
You forget he's president?
Yeah, I forget, you know, that he's part of this incredible family that was almost like American royalty that had the two best guys, the two best leaders, both of whom would have probably been two-term presidents, murdered.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just incredible. And it was so early in my life that when Reagan was shot, it didn't seem like a big deal to me. It was like, oh, yeah, well, they shoot people when they're...
Ugh.
I mean, isn't that strange? Ford was shot at twice.
Yeah.
He's once elusive. By Squeaky Fromm, the Manson
very,
chick.
Very elusive.
So, yeah, Charlie got a lot of national pub. And then I retweeted Matt Farley's article, how Matt Farley built a $65,000 per year music empire from his basement. And then I have a few that are kind of personal to me. But I'm proud of my engagement.
No, you should be. You get a lot of engagement.
Sorry that Hoda Kotb didn't work out for the riff. That's too bad. Did anybody hear their show this week?
I did.
Dave and Chuck, I wonder what they were doing.
No. I'm sure they were taking calls.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Which, network. Honestly, that works right now. It's easy, but it works.
Yeah.
I'm working on a way of, because we've been using Zoom. This is very dangerous. It could be a total clusterfuck. But I think it'd be fun to give out the Zoom meeting on one of the shows so any listener out there that has Zoom can join us.
Well, it,
just to see what happens.
And how do we control the chaos?
I don't know yet. That's what I need to work on. Or maybe we just don't control the chaos. Thoughts?
I don't know if I want to be part of that.
What?
Well, I don't want to talk to 100 people at once.
Yeah, but we can pot them down.
It could be ridiculous.
You can limit the amount of people in at the time, too. there's a lot of things we can do with it.
Let's see.
But
what
then
else?
Again, I almost blew up my house this weekend, so I don't know if I'm the right guy to...
Yeah, you didn't even tell me what happened. You said, the first thing you said to me was, hey, by the way, I almost burned my house down. And then you just totally got off that topic.
Brandon, it was so bad that Julie didn't even yell at me about it because I think she knew how freaked out and upset I was about it. Above our cabinets in our kitchen, you know, we have that mood lighting kind of stuff, you know, lights
yeah.
above.
Uh-huh.
So it hasn't worked in a while.
We have mood lighting in the kitchen cabinets?
Yeah, just accent lighting.
Ooh!
You know, you gotta set the mood.
What, are there no doors on it?
What? No, it's above the cupboards, above the cabinets.
And there's no...
And underneath it, too. It's just...
are there doors on the front of the cabinet?
Yeah, but above it, because, you know, they don't go all the way to the top of the ceiling. You have a space between your cabinets.
Oh, I see. So. Oh, okay, so that's indirect lighting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fine, Dick.
Wow. It's quite an accessory you got there.
But I needed to get rid of it because the lights hadn't need to be... They're just old, and I didn't like them, and I'd rather have wireless ones up there. Anyway, so I was taking them down.
What'd you do?
They're all hanging, and I'm trying to feed it into the trash can. So I have my wire snips, and I'm snipping each one so it'll just fall. And then I snipped the one that was still plugged in!
Oh, boy.
And holy shit. So it tripped the breaker because the fridge was plugged into it. And just the biggest spark, the loudest pop.
Woo!
I did it with wire snips, too, which are metal.
So you didn't get the shock, though?
No. I don't know how or why I didn't. Maybe because of the
clip. You felt the electricity in the air?
Because the clip was so quick and so fast.
So could it have really blown up the house, though?
No. I mean, that's why you have breakers. But
yeah.
I'm just surprised. You know, who knows what that spark could have done? I mean, there's a lot of people out there.
Oh, well, big spark is...
I've been electrocuted before. It sucks. It's not
I've
very fun.
I've had a few sparks in my day.
But it's one of those things where I'm just bebopping along, doing my work, where the radio's crank, just snip, snip. Boom! Kills the radio, kills the fridge. That was my next thought is, oh, great, am I going to have to buy a new fridge now? Did I just ruin that? Did I just ruin the speaker system?
I have a surge protector
for my fridge.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
No, it's just funny how, remember when you just plug things in?
Yeah.
And nobody thought anything about it. And then all of a sudden, everybody needs a surge protector or else in the event of a lightning storm. Are those things real? Is that made up just so we'd buy surge protectors?
Hey, that does seem like a racket.
How do we know when the surge protector really saved us?
Has anyone had a computer or something broken because of a surge of electricity? I've never known that.
I never heard of that happening. I'm sure it happens once in a while, but I wonder what the amount of money made on surge protectors versus what would have been lost if no one had one. I mean, wouldn't that, it's an interesting thought, isn't it?
I agree, yeah, just as opposed to like a regular power strip.
And thankfully for the surge protector people, we'll never know the answer.
No.
They probably know. They're killing us.
They're laughing all the way to the bank.
But that story, your story reminded me of this thing I was watching. I was on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I haven't been on Prime in a while, and so I was like, oh, here's some stuff I can watch. And I find this true crime story about this Scottsdale family, Scottsdale, Arizona, which is a pretty upscale place. You know, it'd be like, I don't know, kind of the
Birmingham-ish?
Grosse Pointe of Birmingham. Yeah, I'd say... Probably more Grosse Pointe-ish. Anyway, This guy and his wife and two kids live there, and he sounds like just an amazing asshole. Well, he's a huge asshole. He's very controlling. He's very arrogant, a big know-it-all. And he also, I guess he sounds kind of soft at times. Like, he's so hurt by his parents' divorce. Really important for him.
His parents are the only ones who have ever been divorced.
Yeah, of course. And he's the only child hurt by a divorce. So he was very upset because his wife was talking about divorcing, getting a divorce, because he was banging these other chicks.
How dare she?
I know. So, you know, right off the bat, although, you know, some people said he seemed okay and, you know, he seemed to be about the kids and all that. Of course, he's not, as you'll find out. But all of a sudden, one day, people wake up and they're getting ready for work. I think it's around 8:30 in the morning. And boom, their house blows up.
Oh, no.
Just blows up.
Is he fixing his indirect lighting?
No. They get into it and they put the fire out. They said houses a half a mile away could feel the force of this, by the way. But they managed to... They managed to save the houses next to their house from burning down, which was kind of a miracle, but they did. So then they get inside, they find the two kids, they find the wife, and they don't find Robert William Fisher, the husband.
So lucky.
Yeah, he got lucky. And oh, so one of the cars is missing too. How weird. And as the hours go on, no one hears from him.
Can I make a guess? Because I feel like this happens a lot in stories like this.
Uh-huh.
When they go in to check the house after the fire's put out, they find the body, and then they find out that they didn't die from the explosion. They were dead before.
Bingo!
It happens all the time.
Wife was, all their throats were slit.
Oh, my God.
The children, who were young, and the wife, and he shot her in the head to finish her off.
It's a little overkill.
And then he went to an ATM, got $280 out, and he disappeared.
Huh.
And so they, after... waiting for him to figure out where the fuck he is, they finally just go, you know what, he is a person of interest, and arrest him immediately, APB, the whole thing, BOLO. And eventually, I think it's about a week later, they find the car, the car with his dog, which was a very obedient dog named Blue. The dog was under the car.
Really?
He had told the dog to stay there, and the dog had stayed there.
Wow.
And, of course, immediately all I could think about was, well, Blue, is Blue okay? What's going on,
you're
Blue?
You're my boy, Blue. Wait, wasn't that the fun fact? Wasn't that the name of Farrah Abraham's dog? Wasn't it Blue?
You're my boy, Blue!
Was it Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And this is Blue.
That's right, exactly, Brandon.
That's not bad.
Good impersonation.
So Blue's there, the car's there, but no... Robert William Fisher.
Hey, Drew. I wanted to say hi to Mags and Layla, your puppies. And this is Blue. Blue says hi too.
And I killed Blue. Didn't she kill Blue like 2 days ago?
Yes, she did. So they, he's a survivalist. He's an outdoorsman. Of course, he's a hunter and fisherman. Doesn't everyone that blows up their family after killing him, aren't every one of them a survivalist and a hunter and a fisher?
Yeah.
Not to knock the hunters and the fishers. These are just within your crowd, unfortunately for you.
The Venn diagram over the big overlap. Yeah.
So they find the car. They find Blue, but he's nowhere to be found. And also, his clothes are missing from the house.
Really? Well, it sounds like he moved out.
I know. It's kind of weird, isn't it? But this is in Payson, Arizona, to the north, and there's a lot of caves. It's a real rural, really out there, mountains and caves and all this. And so they search a mile square. They can't find him anywhere. They search some more caves, and a lot of people said that area is so difficult to search because if you walk 500 yards from where the car was, chances are you'll never find your way back. It's just really difficult. Some people feel that he must have been in a cave around there, and he either shot himself in the cave or he just waited it out.
Really?
Well, I don't think he shot himself. Why wouldn't he shoot himself before he blew the fucking house up?
Yeah.
And why would he blow the fucking house up?
I thought you meant like when they were closing in on him.
No, because they never really closed in on him. They never found him.
Really?
Yeah, he was a fugitive. He's on the FBI 10 most wanted.
Yeah, this is 19 years ago.
Really?
It's almost a 19-year anniversary. They've never found him. I believe he was 38 years old at the time, so he'd be 57, 58 years old.
It worked.
They've had a million tips.
Fun fact, he has my birthday. We have the same birthday, April 13th.
Wow. It could have been you.
Maybe it's you.
He'll be 59.
What's his Joker's name?
Robert William
Fisher.
Yeah. But he just sounds like such an asshole when they describe him. And, of course, he is. He murdered his family, oh, so he's a pretty big dick.
I gotta say, he looks like an asshole just looking at his,
yeah, he does.
His picture on
and,
the
And they the feel that his... they feel that he's kind of generic looking. Yeah. Not, they didn't say chameleon.
Generic,
but they just
white
said
guy.
That yeah. he looks, a lot of people would look like him. He could look like a lot of different people. And he's been on, you know, America's Most Wanted, everything. They've tried so many things to find him. They think that he might be in Mexico.
Look at the FBI enhanced photos of him. Who does he look like?
I know. He does look familiar.
They give him long hair, then they give him a beard, then he's bald.
Yeah, he looks like every man.
He looks like Sal Governale.
I bet his head is shaved completely now.
Yeah,
he knowing him, because like... he seems pretty vain. but yeah, that was on Amazon Prime. I just never heard the story before. It was right before 9/11. So I wonder if that didn't affect it a little bit. I don't know.
I'm sure.
5 months before. And then I also watched, and God, I love this. First of all, I love the Grateful Dead. I like the Grateful Dead's music. I've always liked Jerry. I'm not like a massive Deadhead or anything. I went to some shows. I had friends who were Deadheads. I always appreciated the Dead and what they created. I just thought it was, I mean, to be a jam band like that and draw these crowds, I mean, they were the
you ain't dead.
They were the biggest billing band, I believe, of the concert act of the 80s. And I think they were headed to be for the 90s, or the Rolling Stones would have been ahead of them. But they had one hit. Touch of Grey.
One
top 10 hit in 1987, 22 years after they started. One hit!
Hey, it was a sweet music video, though.
Well, oh, the skeletons, right? Yeah.
And it's a great song. I love the song. Actually, I like that album, too.
All right, well, I'll play that one. Here we go.
But, I don't know. Their story is just so fascinating, and it kind of focused a bit on Jerry. It ends when Jerry dies, but it's Scorsese. And, you know, if you're interested in the story, it was a long four-part thing, so it was like a good binge.
Yeah. When did it come out?
I think it came out maybe last year, a couple years ago. But there were some really interesting things in there. One being, they got into, you know, Owsley, the guy that made the acid.
Oh, yeah.
Who supplied 90% of the acid to people in the United States. He was really, like, a satellite Grateful Dead member.
Yeah. Did it get into... Go ahead. Yeah.
He built the Wall of Sound,
yeah.
which they spent a lot of time on the Wall of Sound, and they showed video of them putting it up and taking it down.
Oh.
It was a monster. It was like 40 feet high behind them. I mean, completely surrounded, and it all, you know, it was all according to design and sound waves and all this stuff, and the idea was that you could hear it a mile away.
I was going to ask you if they got into Bear.
Yes, that's Bear.
Oh, that's
Owsley.
Owsley
is Bear.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the same guy.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. See, Owsley, some people felt that he used the Grateful Dead as a place for all his experiments, like, you know, making acid,
yeah,
making LSD, coming up with this incredible sound system, that if the Dead hadn't been there, he wouldn't have, you know, really had the, I don't know, the... Maybe the goal-oriented, or he just wouldn't have had a way to sort of live these things out.
Didn't he cost a lot for them to keep on the payroll?
Yeah, he was a pain in the ass. And he's the one that tried to, you know, was hawking his shit when the
That's
internet
right.
started. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, have you seen what Bear's doing? He's selling these carved-out belt buckles for like $300 to deadheads.
Yeah, I remember you telling the story, too. Didn't he try to sell one to Chelsea Clinton?
Yeah, he bummed out Chelsea Clinton. She wanted to go backstage and meet the band, and this guy shoves this tray of shit in front of her.
Chelsea Clinton?
Good.
This tray of overpriced shit.
Good. She should have just bought one.
Bear's book is absolutely wild to read. I mean, it's just incredible. It sort of parallels the Grateful Dead, and it gets into, you know, the Dead and the Wall of Sound. But the Wall of Sound was just the most amazing thing. And this poor road crew, they needed mountains of cocaine to keep up with this Wall of Sound, to get it up, to tear it down, to get to the next place, to get it up, to tear it down. I mean, it was like three times the size of anyone's operation at that time, and it cost so much money they didn't make any money on the tour. But they loved the sound.
Wow.
Sound was great. And then they spent a lot of the last episode on Jerry Garcia, which was, I don't know, maybe it was my mood or, you know, being in the middle of this debacle. I feel like I'm like in a heightened emotional state or something.
Are you okay? are you missing hugs like Mitch?
I think so. Yeah, I think Mitch and I need to hug.
Great.
Anyway, Jerry... you know, it's just so weird. Jerry, of course, was, you know, not healthy. He's got diabetes. He, at the end on that last tour, which, by the way, we took a group of Riff listeners to see them at Soldier Field, which is one of the last shows, I think, unless I have the year wrong. It was right around then, either 94 or 95. I have a feeling it must have been 94 or 93, maybe. Anyway. He was. They were with Sting at Soldier Field. I love the show.
I'm sure there's a listener out there that knows the precise.
I go to Concert Setlist FM and probably figure it out, or maybe not. Well, no, Sting was where, so that would tell the story. Anyway, they said that Jerry was having trouble feeling his fingertips because his diabetes was so bad, and so he was having trouble with, you know, some of the jams, and you know the band was becoming aware of it, and Jerry had been in and out of rehab, and he ate terribly. His appetite was I mean, his food choices. He loved Wendy's.
So the last two shows, or last three shows, were all at Soldier Field.
With Sting?
It just says July 5th, July 4th, July 3rd, 2015.
So no. And this would be 95 when Jerry died.
Oh.
Right before he died.
What am I looking at? Yeah. Jesus. I'm sorry. Why would it give me 20?
It could cross-check Sting if they don't show him, but... I think the last shows were July 9 and July 10, 1995.
This is a really dumb question. They don't tour under that name anymore, do they?
No. They tour under, were they part of the Further?
The Dead and Company, isn't it?
Dead and Company, yeah.
Yeah, with John Mayer.
Yeah, and honestly, they've done really well.
Yeah.
And Bob Weir is fucking incredible, man. I don't know how Bob Weir... He's married to this gorgeous babe, by the way, who's significantly younger. Surprise!
July 9th, July 8th, July 6th.
Okay.
Those are the last. So the 9th and 8th were the last two shows.
Stinger there?
I don't know.
Well, check Stinger. See if he's a Soldier Stinger. Field on those dates.
All right.
I think I'm off on the year for some. I feel like I would just know that. It would have been, I saw his last show! One of his last shows. But anyway, so Jerry, it turns out that Jerry knows what he's doing is wrong. You know, he knows, yeah, this heroin's not helping me. This food's terrible. I shouldn't smoke so much. You know, all this stuff. But
Stinger,
it's almost...
Stinger was not there.
Okay, I got the year wrong. Well, good to know. Jerry was so pressured carrying the weight of the Grateful Dead. The fact that, you know, they had to tour in the spring, the summer, and the fall with the winter off. Because they had like over 100 friends on payroll.
That's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool. But you know, if it's not on your back, you know, and you're a healthy guy, or you're, you know, living somewhat.
If you didn't have to push yourself to the edge.
Yeah, and Jerry, it just never stops for Jerry, and it's almost like he needs the heroin to sort of remind him or make him feel that, you know, I'm not that unhealthy. I just shoot this up and get out there and jam and get in my own little world, and it all works. And my friends get paid, and the payroll for these friends, I mean, and they have jobs. I mean, their merchandise department, they had like 20 people handling the merchandise department. I mean, they sold a ton of shit. It's a giant business. But they are their friends, and by 1992, I think it was, the payroll was $750,000 a month. That's not Jerry. That's not Bob Weir. That's the people who are running all the shit. So Jerry knows, you know, if I take this season off or this year off, you know, my friends are all laid off.
Oh, man.
And I don't know how many of them were really his friends at that point, although, you know, he's a good guy, but it just, he carried that weight, and I think it was... the strange thing was, you know, there was a time when the Dead did sort of go off. They just kind of turned it all off, and I believe it was 81 or 82 or sometime around there. And what does Jerry do? He starts a Jerry Garcia band, and boom, they go and hit the road. But of course, he doesn't have to support this giant pile of people.
And now he can make money for himself.
Well, yeah, and Jerry wants to play. He loves playing guitar, and he's a really simple guy in a lot of ways. I mean, he's in many ways. You know, they talk about what a genius he is, and that, you know, he's a really fun guy and fun to talk to. And but then on the other hand, it's like there's nothing Jerry'd rather do than watch a horror movie. He loved horror
that's
movies.
Awesome.
And he loved Wendy's. You know, he just was very regular, cool. Very unique, cool guy. But and it was All his wives said, yeah, try to get him to eat right. He knew he should eat right. He knew he should quit smoking. He knew he needed to lose weight. He knew, you know, heroin was bad for him. But he just, it was like he just pushed himself forward to keep it all going. And then some of the people close to him felt that he was sort of on a gradual suicide or self-destructive mission. And he just, you know, in order to do it, he just couldn't do it any other way. It was sad.
I have your answer. June 18th and June 19th, Stinger and Grateful Dead at the Soldier Field, 1993.
Oh, okay. I'm up
again. And I found a video on YouTube of a guy walking around the parking lot of that show with an iguana, and they're feeding the iguana, which, why is that on YouTube? Why not, right?
You know, that's just it. The Grateful Dead crowd, you
awesome,
know.
Awesome, yeah.
Unhit a miracle! First of all, you have all these people who come along who don't have tickets, and they're trying to either get people to give them one free. That's the I Need a Miracle. You see I Need a Miracle signs everywhere.
I say, taking your iguana to a concert, that sounds like a lot of work.
Well, there was a guy at, let's see, he was at the Palace in the parking lot, and he had a giant snake, and he would charge you $1 to take a picture with the snake. He's like, I don't want to fucking
picture
with
the snake.
Is his
name Joe Exotic?
I don't know. I think he had red hair now that I think about it. Abnormally Pink Wiener?
Dead Exotic?
If I saw him, I'd recognize him. I remember Clark was just so amused by that parking lot. It was incredible.
Yeah. The reference of John Mayer because of Dead and Company.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his coronavirus song that he put out with Imagine?
Yeah, I saw that he was asked to do that.
It was a bit. And so they show him standing there, and he's like, you know, I was asked to do it, but they didn't include me. I couldn't figure out until I realized that they were talking about Imagine by John Lennon, not Imagine by Ariana Grande in 2015 or whenever that song came out.
Come on, John, really?
No, he's joking. So he took the video that all the celebs did and inserted him singing the Imagine song by Ariana Grande. And it actually, I thought it was kind of funny. I don't know if you saw that, Brandon, did you?
I read about it. I didn't see it.
You want to play it? You have it right there, I think. I think that's it.
Gal Gadot and a bevy of other celebrities released a rendition of John Lennon's Imagine that went far and wide across the internet. I have to come clean about something. They actually asked me to be a part of this, and I totally misunderstood the assignment and thought they wanted me to sing Imagine by Ariana Grande from her 2019 smash hit album, Sweetener. They were nice enough to send over a cut. Take a look.
Imagine
there's Gal Gadot.
There's no heaven.
Which I think a lot less of these people
know. I know, I do too. All of them. They should be canceled.
No hell below us.
Look how serious they
me
are.
Me with no makeup, you in a bathtub, bubbles and bubbly. Ooh.
Imagine all the people.
It really shows how trite Ariana Grande's lyrics are.
Imagine a world like that. Imagine a world like that.
It isn't hard to do.
Nothing to kill or die.
Why is Natalie Portman on this?
No religion to.
Ugh.
Speak
click,
up.
Click, 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 and post. Drip, 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 and go. Drip, dip. Drip,
he's
drip,
reading the
dip,
lyrics.
Drip,
now.
Drip, drip.
You may say that I'm
the
dreamer.
Actual Wonder Woman, the original. Why?
Because, you know.
It's all about Gal Gadot.
It is about all about Gal Gadot.
I hope someday you will join us. Why can't you imagine a world like that?
And the world.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Why do people try to look so sincere? I'm imagining a world.
Drew, they're so out of touch, man.
No, everywhere. There's has not been a buzz. The best thing I've seen so far is James Blunt today announced that he is not doing an online concert.
The first
to spare you.
You don't want to do it.
The first comment underneath
my
was,
life is brave.
For your testicles to descend first. What about his dying dad? Remember he just had that song where
his dad's right.
In the video and it's about him
dying?
He's
crying in the video, isn't he?
Yes, and so is his dad's sitting there awkwardly. It's the weirdest video.
I think those tears were magically placed in the video somehow. It was post-production.
Ridiculous. Maybe he was crying as he's realizing how ridiculous it was.
What? So he was crying about his dad and he just got the camera out to film himself knowing he needed it for the video?
No, it's a real music video. And I think I was telling Riley, I said, I feel the person I'm most mad at is his dad for being there. Because his dad should have said, I ain't doing that shit, son.
Not for clicks, you asshole. God. I'm actually dying.
I got better things to do while I'm dying than being your stupid video.
Oh, man.
But you're my father. But my father's dying.
I ended up listening to a podcast about Jerry. After four episodes
deep dive into
Long Strange Trip, I still wanted to listen to a podcast. I was just so torn up. Like, wow, that is just... It just sounded, I don't know, I felt so bad for him. Like he knew he was dying and he just didn't do anything to stop it.
He seemed happy.
I think when he was on stage, he was generally happy, but he wasn't playing terribly well at the end. And then the weirdest part was, and this was really interesting. It was really very poignant and very sad at the same time. Around 1990, this girl that Jerry knew in the early 60s, I think when he was 19 or 20, she got a letter from him. And at the end, he said,
she sounds hot.
She was beautiful. Her name is, Bridget? I think she goes by Bridget Meyer.
That's a cool name.
M-E-I-E-R. She's a model. Oh, my God, is she pretty.
Really?
Anyway, she was into Jerry, and she... I think she bought Jerry a banjo he wanted, and I think he had gotten her involved. He took her to a couple art museums. She said she was interested in art, and so they both were really... it was a really neat relationship. Somehow, I guess her modeling career and the Grateful Dead, and they went their separate ways. Anyway, Jerry sends her this letter in 1990. He hasn't talked to her since, I think she said, since 1965 or something. And then he says, I will always love you. And she's like, huh? What's this supposed to mean? She thought he was living with a female, which he had been, and she was single, I believe, at the time. She said, I'll always love you. It seems a little...
And
seemed a little strong. So somehow I think they arrange an interview, because she does something with this art magazine. She interviews Jerry, and it's obvious that there's something there. And so Jerry,
she wants it so bad.
She did. She wanted it. She did. That was the cool part, I thought. Because she was so hot. I couldn't believe she was still gorgeous, man. She's still pretty. She's like 70-something. Well, she's still very pretty.
It's really funny when you said 1990 and this chick was really into him. Like, really? Somebody's hot model?
I know. It was weird. It was,
of this hot model in 1990 being into Jerry Garcia in 1990, but you're talking, they were actually...
Yeah, this is a hot model who's 60. Now, 48 years old or something like that. And Jerry's 50, I think, at that time.
But really, they met...
Yeah, they knew each other when they were in their early 20s.
She was into him when he was better looking. It's kind
of... Well, Jerry never did anything on his looks.
I said better looking than when he was in 1990. Who would you rather bone, Jerry Garcia in 1990 or 1965?
Am I receiving or giving?
Your choice.
If I'm receiving,
who
I'll
would
take
you
him
rather
in,
nail?
I'll take him in 1990 because it won't be too rough.
Plus, it probably couldn't get hard.
Yes, it wouldn't happen.
Be a lot of work on your part, though.
Oh,
trying to get him hard, trying to get 1990 Garcia hard.
All right, maybe I'll take 60 Garcia. I don't know. I'll think about that.
It might have been hard getting 1965 Garcia hard, too.
Could have been. He was doing a lot of acid then. Exactly. They were doing the acid tests. God, that was what a story. That's just crazy. And they cross paths with Ken Kesey and the Merry Pranksters, and it's just amazing. So, anyway... this Bridget Meyer, she's like, what the fuck is going on? Is he having a midlife crisis? And anyway, somehow they arrange, which is a real pain in the ass, because Jerry can't go anywhere because deadheads just fucking descend on him. They arrange this incredibly super secret trip to Hawaii. They rent him a place, and she goes, and they hang out, and she's like, I don't even know what's going to happen. What is this? And sure enough, they get on famously, and Jerry wants to scuba dive. Because he loved scuba diving. So they went scuba diving. She said that was the only place Jerry was really, truly, truly free, comfortable, happy. And she said he even, I won't give the whole thing away. But anyway, they had an incredible time. And at the end of the week, Jerry's like, will you marry me? And she's like, really? Yeah. And they get married.
Oh, wow.
And she said Jerry wasn't smoking. He was eating. She has come up with this special diet for him. He was losing weight. He wasn't on drugs. And then the
That was after they got married?
No, this is when they were in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then they got married.
Why bother taking care of myself anymore?
Not entirely true. They got married. Everything got off to a fine start. And then the Dead went on tour.
She
went on tour with him. And she said everything seemed like it was falling apart. And then Dennis McAnally, who ran the Dead, said, just want you to know, don't say anything to Jerry, but he's into heroin again.
Oh, no.
And so she then told him that, I just want you to know that it doesn't matter and I don't want to do anything about it, but I just want you to know that I know you're on heroin, so there's no secrets between us. And at that point, I guess everything changed. Jerry's just kind of like, maybe you just better go on.
Really?
He just knew he was deteriorating and he was no good to her.
Wow.
I know, or that's how he felt, I guess. But he went to rehab.
Go to the flower store. Get a bunch of flowers, and you take them to your husband, and you say, I'm sorry.
I'm combining the podcast and the actual show here, or the series, but he got done with that last tour in 95 and decided, I'm going to rehab after this tour, which is like, you know, like every tour.
Yeah.
And he goes, he gets sober, he feels better, he doesn't feel better. Because when he's without all the drugs, all of a sudden it's like, oh, fuck my shoulder, and I'm so fat, and I don't feel good, and I miss these. Not having the drugs in his body, the withdrawal, you know, which can be a long process. Depending with bad health, it's much worse.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
So he's back with Deborah Coons, who was a previous wife.
Oh, wow.
And he calls her. He's like, pick me up. I'm miserable. She picks him up, and she's like, why don't you go back? And he's like, no, I'm not going to. 2 days later, he calls his dealer and gets drugs.
Wow.
He parties for a couple weeks, and then he's like, I got to go back into rehab, I guess. And he goes into rehab. I know.
He's a lot of work.
He is. I know. It was really sad. But even when he had come out and he was doing heroin, there were, you know, they quote a couple people said, renting him at Wendy's. He seemed fine, you know. And he jammed with a couple of buddies, and they said, yeah, he seemed perfectly. I mean, he was happy. He was fun to be around. And anyway, goes back into Betty Ford, and I think he died the first night Betty Ford. He didn't wake up. The nurse said she heard this incredible snoring noise.
Oh, sweet.
And then she heard nothing.
Yeah, a couple probably hours had later. Apnea, sleep apnea on top of it all.
And he was dead.
Yikes.
So, yeah, I was sad.
I remember when he died. Like, it was a big deal. And I'm.
Yeah, it was. I was
only 19, but I still, yeah.
It was really, it's just weird how, you know, and Bob Weir was a big part of the Dead too, but Jerry was like
the mythical figure.
Mascot
of the Dead.
He's like a godly figure to these fans. And, you know, it shouldn't have all fallen on him, but in a weird way it did because he was not a guy that handled it terribly well.
Did you watch 2020 at all?
Yeah, I did. The story's incredible.
Yeah. The death of Sarah Stern, 19 years old. It looked like a suicide jumping off a bridge. Turns out her two friends murdered her.
Yeah, because she had $20,000 in cash from her mother.
And all old bills, which...
Oh, those bills were really old.
I got really mad, too, when she... So this girl found this cash that her mother left behind... after she passed and died. And so she just put in a safe deposit box, and I'm sitting there going, why don't you just start a bank account? I don't know why that hit me.
I'm like,
why are you just storing it in cash? Put it in an account.
And she gets it out. Of course, the day she commits suicide, I was like, oh, so you want all your money with you when you commit suicide? That didn't make any sense.
No, that was great. Those detectives are like, right then we knew.
And the guy, you know, this guy's 19 years old, and he helps this guy hide the body and all that. And they're like, hey, dude, weren't you with him? And it seems like something's going on. He's like, yeah, helped him hide the body. And, you know,
he's accomplice. I gotta tell you, they were somewhat convincing liars in the interview for a while, in the detective interview.
Yeah.
Kind of trashing her, saying she was depressed. But then, you know, more evidence came out. And once again, I love it when they know and you know the question that's coming up and you're getting really excited to see how they're going to answer. Because you're like, well, what about this trip to the bank? You didn't tell us about that.
Yeah. I always left you. Is that one little thing you left out? Always. That happens so often.
Always. And so they parked her car. And the other guy was going the other direction on the bridge. And the one guy was going to throw her body over to make it look like a suicide. And the pussy was too weak to do it. So his accomplice had to swing around and
ridiculous
do it for him. But the main murderer ended up confessing to the coolest filmmaker I've ever seen. That guy was sweet.
Oh.
And so he confessed to the guy, and that guy rightfully goes to the cops and says, look, he confessed. So they wired him up, wired his car with cameras, and they get him on camera admitting to the murder. That guy got life. The partner got 18 years.
I know. It was like 18 years.
That's it. Yeah.
Also, once he started spilling, he just spilled it all.
I know. Pretty quick.
Yeah, very easily.
Nice, nice comments.
Very matter-of-factly, too.
Once again, you can't tell people if you murder someone. Just
no.
Saying.
No. It's yeah, obvious. That was a weird story. You know what? Was Brandon still there? I keep looking up and seeing John Mayer. John Mayer's on the show today?
Yeah. Do you want me to close
Where's
that
Brandon?
Window? I'll close it for you. Hang on. There he is. Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
Can you guys talk amongst yourself for a minute?
Sure.
I'm exhausted. How far in are we?
Oh, we're over 2 hours.
See, right? I've only asked once. We're over two
I
hours.
Know. You're on fire.
I'll
Maybe
be asking a lot sooner tomorrow, I bet.
Brandon, right now, his background is the Tiger King and his two husbands shirtless.
Yeah.
That's a very sexy
right.
photo.
I finally had a chance to catch up on Tiger
yes.
King, which was, you know, we interviewed Bogdavan, and I had kind of no idea what was going on there. And oh my gosh, if it wasn't a more perfect time for a documentary to come out like this,
it's really,
everybody is binging it. Everybody has a say on it. There's so many memes that I now understand.
Like which ones?
Well,
Anyone
I mean, like,
the,
hear Kitty Kitty being the yeah. best diss track of all time.
There's a great story in Slate about the guys that made the music that Tiger King put out. And it turns out those songs were a little more Milli Vanilli-ish than we even realize.
Are you saying that's not his vocals?
Depends on the song, but most of the songs he put out are not his vocals.
Are you serious? Because I kept thinking that, oh my God, this guy's actually got a pretty decent voice for,
yeah,
for what he looks like.
Don't you love the part when he's driving around in his car singing along to his own songs?
Well, I don't know if I got that far. I'm about three or four episodes deep. I still have to finish it, but I'm fascinated by the entire thing.
Where did you leave off? Did you make it through the end of an episode? Because, you know, there's always cliffhangers at the end of each episode.
I'm trying to think.
I don't want to spoil anything.
The episodes, but you can spoil. I don't care.
Did you get to the part of Carol and her husband that when he went missing?
Yes. Yeah. And okay. I'm pretty confident that
she totally did something to him.
I mean,
no, we all know that.
All like the evidence is there.
It's like the biggest lie.
Oh no! My husband, he was always flying illegally. That's why there's no flight logs.
I gotta tell you, you still haven't gotten to what I think is the funniest scene. I think I even texted Drew when I was watching it, and then I saw it's become a meme online, the greatest transition shot in movie or documentary history with the guy. There's the guy that looks like Fat Chucky doll, but the kind of a Fat Chucky. You haven't seen him yet, have you, where you're at?
No.
There's a
no,
scene.
But I see memes of him online, so yeah. I know he's coming.
There's a transition where he's like, are we done here? And I'm like, yeah. And then it cuts to him on a jet ski riding right at the camera. And when it hits, it is the funniest transition shot. It's just ridiculous. Like, I don't know. Yeah, you have to see it. It's pretty wild. But
I'm enjoying it. Definitely binge worthy, and I'm gonna finish it up. And then I gotta get to a couple of the other ones, like The Pharmacist. I just gotta catch up on some of the ones I haven't seen. It's the best time for streaming services. It really is.
I know, but I'm running out of stuff. There's not much left to watch. I don't know what else to watch anymore. Joe Exotic didn't write any of the songs. He didn't even sing on most of them, although for a few seemed to feature his vocals mixed really low over Collins and Johnson. Those are the two guys that wrote it. I guess they're from Washington. They're musicians, Vince Johnson and Danny Clinton. So they wrote all the lyrics, too, because they're specific to his life, as Taylor Swift's musical diary entries are to hers, full of references and name drops that are inexplicably useless unless you know the stories behind them. So Johnson said that Joe Exotic would set the subjects for the song and then leave it to him to, quote, do my research, although that doesn't necessarily mean he agrees with their conclusions. For you can't believe, Johnson says, he told me about his friend Thompson and how he's being railroaded and he wanted a sympathetic song, so I gave him one. But as for the idea that the government had him killed, hell no, I think he was a creep and a nut. Those cats he could have left. Those cats he let out could have let anyone. So he's talking about the guy in Ohio who purposely let his, I think that's in the very beginning of the documentary, let his animals out.
That's an insane story. I don't even really fully remember that going on.
I do. That was a big story. That was a huge story.
Like, if I remember it, I think I might only remember, hey, a couple tigers were loose. But actually hearing the amount of animals that were on the prowl, the fact that you could be driving around and they had the 911 calls, and all of a sudden, Jesus, there's a full-size lion just walking around down the street.
Yeah, I know someone from Zanesville, and so that was kind of a big deal. When that is not an ooh, knowing someone from Zanesville, Ohio.
Did he see a jaguar?
He wasn't there, but he had family that lived there. You know, the whole place was locked down because they were fearful of all these animals getting out and about and running around.
Yeah.
And Cardi B's on board now, too. I think Drew mentioned that earlier, that she's wants a GoFundMe to get Joe Exotic out of prison.
Which, yeah. Can she just I mean, I'm only three episodes deep, so I don't know what can happen here. But see, I can tell you right now, I am so pro Joe Exotic. The guy just makes me smile.
Like what you see, huh?
Am I going to be walking back on that statement or
yeah.
what?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe he's got supporters still.
Well, so far, all I've seen is this guy rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
I see him playing with his animals. I see this dude interacting with his community at the zoo, and he's all happy-go-lucky. His production, his television show. And you know what? I couldn't believe the scene where, because they, you know, he filmed everything yep. and boom, here that woman is, and she yep. just got her arm ripped. I could not believe the scene that they had that footage. I mean, this is, it's amazing. What
and
a documentary.
And then that led to Drew's favorite scene in the whole 5-hour documentary, which is when Joe Exotic, after that happens, one of his zookeepers gets her arm bitten off. He goes into the gift shop and he's like, all right, we got a situation here. One of the tigers bit off the arm of my zookeeper. I can either give you a voucher to come back or I can refund your money.
What? I'm pretty sure everybody took the money and ran.
Yeah, nobody wants a voucher for your dump. It's such a dump, dude, that zoo. But the people that worked for him are just a full cast of characters.
Oh, yeah. And Bogdavans looks great, too. In fact, you know, there's a bunch of people that listen probably have been to that drive-through zoo that's by Cedar Point. It's kind of in between.
I've been there. African Wildlife. They just had a big fire. It killed some of their giraffes and other animals. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. It was. God, I never laughed so hard in my life because just having, you know, a huge animal stick their head right in the car to eat food for no so particular gross. Reason and then scratch the hell out of your car with his horns and you're screwed.
Yeah, it's so gross. So a listener sent us a picture of, I think, I don't know if it was them or a relative, when Joe Exotic, did you get to the part where he would take the tigers around the country to malls and whatnot? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have a picture. I don't know if it was them or once again, or a relative taking a picture with one of his tigers, and how after the picture was taken, they just threw the tiger in a cage.
Well, for as much as people say, hey, this is, you know, abuse, this, that, and the other, I would really, really love to cuddle a baby tiger. I can tell you
totally.
That right now.
Yeah. No. And I don't want it to be my problem when it's over 8 weeks old either, because they sound like a pain in the ass. And that's really the crux of the documentary, is these people are treating them like commodities to make money, not animals.
Well, but to the point of, I think, I don't even know the guy's name. He's one dude that I just haven't figured out his name yet.
Which one?
Maybe Joe Starks or something like that. But to his point, he had said something along the lines of, these are endangered animals and you're mad at us for breeding them. I mean,
yeah, but you're breeding them in captivity.
Yeah.
I mean, if they donated money, like, you know, I'm fully fine with big game hunters going to Africa, because a lot of that money funds conservation of the wild. I don't know if any of these zoos from Tiger King donate money to actually fund, you know, tigers in the wild.
Well, they all said they have some sort of a foundation.
Well, like Carol's bullshit big cat rescue, which is just a money-generating machine because she doesn't pay employees. I mean, everybody in that documentary is despicable in one form or another. And I still stand by. I think Bogdavan's probably the guy I'd want to hang out with the most, even more than the Scarface guy down in Miami. Did you get to him?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, it's interesting because this is the best, you know, Tiger King couldn't have come out at a better time for this. Ozark just has a new season 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's season 3, but season also. So Ozark's going to get a big bump from this because there's probably going to be a lot of people that go back to the first season.
So is there going to be nothing streaming in the fall because nobody can film anything right now?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. There's probably a ton of stuff in post-production now that we'll be seeing over the next couple months, but there's probably going to be this big lag. And not just that, with everybody pulling their movies,
yeah.
What's the 2021 Grammys and Oscars going to look like? The Academy Awards, we're going to have to go based on like 11 movies.
Well, no, Netflix. Netflix will have, they'll win everything.
You're right. It's going to piss off Hollywood. The streaming services are going to clean up.
But to that point, don't a lot of the big movie distributors, don't they say they're going to release them just straight to video almost or straight to streaming?
I think they've been starting to do that. In fact, some people had sent me some messages regarding some, hey, you got to get this. I got a great drop. It's in this new Vin Diesel movie.
Just the world needs right now. Another new Vin Diesel movie.
And I said, wait a minute, that movie hasn't come out yet, has it? And, oh, no, it did. They just decided to stream it. So yeah, it's on.
What are they going to do? But the big movies, because something like the Bond movie, they're not going to stream that. They'll wait until theaters are reopened because that'll just crush. It'll make a ton of money.
Yeah, that and because box office is everything to them. Yeah. That's the big moneymaker.
Trying to look for other non-coronavirus stories, and they seem to be dominated by Meghan and Harry. Did you know Meghan and Harry are now in Los Angeles?
Okay.
They left Canada because they don't want to pay Canadian taxes, apparently, and they left them with like an $8 million bill or something. And guess who
was... So we're on the hook? U.S. is on the hook for their security now?
No, Trump already tweeted out that he's not paying for it.
Good.
Once again. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody expected them to. So they're in L.A., so much so that... Thomas Markle has broken his silence.
Can't he just drive over there now?
I don't think he can leave right now, Brandon. There's coronavirus everywhere. He's been left disappointed by the revelation that the couple has permanently moved to Los Angeles. They are now 155 miles from him. He said, I think Meghan and Harry should go back to the royal family in the UK and be supportive of the Queen. They should be in England this time, not Los Angeles.
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
I really support the idea of them going back to the royal family. They can join the A-list and make lots of money, of course, when the problem with the virus is over, but they'll never find the respect they would have as full members of the royal family. And he admitted that he's worried that Meghan could die of coronavirus because it's raging in California, which made me think...
Meghan's not going to die.
Does he not know that it's raging in the United Kingdom right now, too? I mean, what's the difference if she's the coronavirus-related, if she's there in California?
She's not safe anywhere.
But then he started talking about how he's very high risk, and he's really worried that he might die of coronavirus. So it's just nice anytime Thomas Markle decides to break his silence and talk to anybody.
Coronavirus!
Was there audio of Thomas?
No audio. He just gave an interview with the Sun over there. But he's got a good supply
for it.
He's got a good supply of food. He's ready to self-isolate and stay at home, and he has more than enough food and water. So he's going to be okay. He felt like adding that.
I have to say that the best thing Trump has done in the last 3 weeks was saying that we will not pay for security for Meghan Markle and Harry.
Yeah.
Why would that even be discussed? Why would he even answer that?
It's an easy thing to say no to. I mean,
no, but why would it even be? Why would we pay for them? That's ridiculous. They don't need security.
It's not really. That wasn't a real thing, was it?
Yeah, they were. Canada and the UK were negotiating who pays for what. Like, they actually need. And this business about her and her staff's being very cautious, and they're taking their coats off and their shoes off, and they're opening boxes outside the house because she's so concerned about. God. Why do you have a fucking staff? You don't need a staff, you fucking moron!
Jay,
do you need a staff for? They got him, her, baby. No jobs. Why staff?
You see, the Queen is working from home right now. They actually said that. What? The Queen of England is working from home.
What is her work all about?
I'm making phone calls. They just showed a picture of her on the phone with Boris Johnson.
I don't know how they keep that scam alive.
And she, it's amazing, isn't it? Her like head butler or whatever they call him has coronavirus, so she's going to...
Oh!
Here's
they probably got it from her.
Here's a fun Harry and Meghan story, too, by the way.
Oh, they broke up with the Queen over email.
There's some great sources, though. Loose-lip sources ragging on her.
The millennials also ran roughshod over palace staff while they strove for a showbiz-based lifestyle, and old-fashioned notions like family first flew out the window. Archie has only met his cousins twice in his short life. One royal insider said, Harry's given up everything, literally everything. He's burnt every bridge back at home. And Meghan, well, I'd rather think she's got what she wanted. The self-absorbed couple were furious that Markle was branded difficult and demanding, especially after she made Kate Middleton cry during wedding preparations.
Bitch.
Markle refused to kowtow to protocol.
Oh, listen to this.
Wait, who is this cunt? What the fuck is wrong with her?
If you think that's bad, making Kate cry, wait till you see what she did when the Queen had an order for her.
One of the early signs Meghan was determined to do it her way occurred when the Queen invited her to Chester after their wedding in June 2018. The Queen's powerful personal assistant, Angela Kelly, sent a message that Her Majesty would be wearing a hat. Polite palace code for, you should be wearing one too.
Yeah, everyone wears a hat.
The message came back that Meghan preferred to go bareheaded. Later came the news Harry and Meghan's staff were turning over at an alarming rate for several reasons, including Markle's penchant for emailing at all hours of the night and demanding instant gratification while freaking out about clothing allowances and home renovations. Oh, my God, is she a bitch?
All about money and fame.
One agreed royal insider told the Mail, people had bent over backwards. They were giving the wedding they wanted, house they wanted, office they wanted, the money they wanted, staff they wanted, tours they wanted, had the backing of their family. What more do they want?
Yep.
Follow the money.
They felt that the institution only wanted to trot them out to exploit their popularity when convenient. Otherwise, it wanted to constrain popularity. For what? What did she ever do? What did she do?
She married a prince.
Well, otherwise, it was wanted to constrained because it was jealous and threatened by their popularity, a source told the Mail. That was what they felt. They felt the family just couldn't handle them. They felt trapped and believed senior establishment figures, including William, are trying to derail them. Oh!
They're turning it into a Walmart with a crown on it.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas.
Prince Charles is concerned that she's half him. She's half that guy. Always remember that. Prince Charles is concerned.
Apparently $3 million and a 26-bedroom home isn't enough for them.
Ooh, shot.
Prince Charles is concerned the couple had not thought through the ramifications of the decision. If the royal family understood that Harry and Meghan wanted something different, were willing to help, but it was complicated, a source told the Mail. There were issues like security. Fuck you, security. Shut up. Then be a royal, you idiot. Mm-hmm. And funding, visas, and tax, neither of them had thought through. Harry was told to put his request in writing and come up with some ideas. Harry overthought the family's stonewalling, decided to push the nuclear button. They didn't even have a clue what the term financially independent meant. That's hilarious.
I bet you they don't. Well, we know
Harry thinks everybody gets allowance for their whole life.
Yeah. You know Harry didn't understand that.
No,
Why didn't she understand that?
Unfortunately, he was just too stubborn, blinkered, and bitter to see sense. He believed he was being forced to play second fiddle to William when it was he and Meghan who had the star power.
Really?
Her Majesty was shocked. People were angry. The Queen had been so disrespected. Another senior royal told the Mail Meghan had issued her husband with a stark ultimatum.
Yikes.
Archie and me are your family! Harry had been hopeful of finding a way to marry his desire for more freedom with his royal heritage, but Meghan convinced him there's no other option. She forced him to choose. He has spent 3 months convincing himself he's done the right thing. And now he's even irked the notoriously nice Canadians after slipping off to Los Angeles before the borders closed due to coronavirus to lead a Hollywood life!
How does she even get on television?
The Queen doesn't deserve to be treated in this way. It's easy to say Harry and Meghan have made their bed, let them lie in it. But what they have done will have ramifications for possibly generations to come. No, they won't. They will not.
I agree with my wife.
It's Harry anytime
he's sixth in line. No one cares.
I agree with my wife.
Yes, he does.
Oh, poor Thomas, too, though, man.
I know. That's
the artist formerly known as Prince.
He's been disrespected a lot worse than the
Queen. I'm just worried about his health.
Bad diet, isolated environment. It's amazing he's still alive.
Will she ever talk to her father again?
No.
What I mean, that just shows right there. How could you just completely blow off your father?
Well, maybe because he says things like,
apparently $3 million and a 26-bedroom home isn't enough for them.
Well, she can't even send him a Christmas card.
I know. She started it.
He's fighting back.
She started it.
Boom. Oh, I see you put out a picture of the studio.
Yeah.
Facebook. Whoa.
A little cobbling together.
Let's see how many views we had today.
Oh, okay. Great. This is exciting.
We had like 6,300 on Thursday.
Really?
Pretty good. Well, it's only 6,700 on Thursday. Today, 2,300, but... People will watch.
Just started. Yeah. Plus, we don't ever do it on a Sunday, right?
That's true.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
And the show was doing well last week again. I noticed that it's interesting. Seems like we get the same number every day now.
Oh, really?
Because in my opinion, the show, because of this, what's going on, it's like everything's disposable.
What do you mean?
It's like Monday show on Thursday.
Oh.
Whereas in the normal world, that's really not that long ago.
Yeah.
In the coronavirus world, it seems incredibly long ago. Well, I mean, there are people listening behind like usual, just not, there's more people listening immediately.
It's hard though, man. It's hard to find any news other than coronavirus news. So nothing else is going on.
It's really annoying.
Did you see the queue line is finally shutting down? To which I said, the queue line was still open?
I know. I saw a picture of downtown, and it shows the empty streets, and you could see the queue line going by.
Which
like,
is empty.
What?
But you can't tell. I mean, it's always empty, so. I like this.
And the auto show canceled, so.
Yeah, because they're using Kobo, or what is it now, the TCF?
Well, they might use it for a makeshift hospital.
They're already putting 600 beds in it.
Oh, they already are?
That's what I read, yeah.
Man, there is going to be no events until, I mean, all summer long, probably.
I'm worried about Michigan. I got to tell you, I don't know why we haven't been testing more people. Do you know how many people the UK has tested, by the way?
How many?
7,500.
Really?
7,500.
That's it?
New York's tested over 100,000.
Wow.
New York tested 16,000 last night.
The UK seemed very slow on the get up of taking this very seriously.
I'm not sure I know, understand what's going on in the UK. I haven't even seen how many people have it? How many people have died? I have no idea.
I don't know. Well, for a long time, Boris Johnson just wanted to not do anything and inoculate the herd.
Are they... I mean, have they shut down?
They have now, yeah.
They're quarantined
now? I believe
now?
So, yeah.
Well, not quarantined. I don't even know. I mean, are there giant hotspots over there like there are here?
In the UK, I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
I mean, I can't imagine why it wouldn't be like just blowing up like crazy. Like, why did it blow up like that here and not in the UK? Or did it blow up and we just don't know about it?
I think it did blow up, but we don't know about it, yeah.
Why don't we know about it? What's the secret?
Well, you got to test people to know. I mean... Honestly, the count.
No, but you'd think people would be dropping like flies, and emergency rooms would be full of sick people. I mean, what? How can it not? How can it not manifest itself in some way?
Well, it might be, but you got to know.
Or do they? Or is it the media treatment of it? Is that all the difference is?
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm asking. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Could be that there were deaths not attributed to it. United Kingdom.
But you would think there'd be some giant increase in deaths, and people go, "Oh my God, what's going on?"
You know how many deaths they have there?
I don't know.
Half of what we have. So they have about 1,200, and the U.S. has 2,400.
But they are not even testing people.
I know, but they're a lot smaller than us, too.
But they're certainly bigger than New York.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. What's
you should get tested, bro.
Bro.
Population. U.K., population. I know Italy's population is only 60 million, and they have almost as many as we do.
Well, they were
the UK's population is about 66 million.
66.44 million,
it's
Brandon.
That many?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Heh. I know. I was intrigued to find out that platinum records over there are like a third the amount as the U.S.
Oh, so it's easy.
And then you see something, you know, it sells a million records over there. Oh, my God, that's a ton of records in a country that small.
How many people live in New York?
10 million in the city, I think. 10 million in New York proper. Is it 27 million in the state?
So they have 33,000 cases.
State.
Long Island, New York. Hello.
Well, the state has, what, 60,000 or something?
Yeah.
They have half the cases in the United States, just about. Almost.
New York. It's a hell of a town.
That's been a bad week, man.
State of New York has 20 million, but the city has 10 million. God, that's not that big. And they got all those cases? That's insane. This business of complaining about how dare Rhode Island look at New York. It's like, why are they fucking going there? Why are people leaving New York? That's insane.
Yeah.
Why? Why does no one say that?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
Why would someone in New York be flying to Florida for? Why are they quarantining?
To get out of the coronavirus, obviously. Do you see who?
Yeah, and take it down to Florida.
See who? Two people.
Or to get it in Florida, since that's a hot spot too.
There's two people that are in their Florida vacation homes that the people of Manhattan are very upset with.
Who?
That would be the Dr. Kenneth Davis, the CEO of Mount Sinai's health system. Is that his 6-bedroom mansion near Palm Beach?
Oh,
and another doctor, Artie Klein. That's his name, Arthur Klein.
Oh, wait, Arnie Klein?
Not the
Jackson's
Arnie.
Doctor?
He's already dead, but Dr. Arthur Klein, who's in charge of another health system, I guess, is also down in Florida quarantine. They're like, you should be back here in New York trying to save lives.
Yeah. Michigan's in fourth place now.
All right. Great.
Fourth place. 836 new cases today. Fourth place.
I just can't believe how big Michigan exploded. You know, you would think the East Coast, but just
if you look at Michigan's numbers, they're up every day, and they're up compared to everyone else every day. And when I first noticed Michigan and they had the testing, I was like, why have we tested so few people? I don't.
Hey, where's Illinois on your list? Because I still believe
Illinois is sixth.
I think they're going to end up passing us.
They have 1,100 today. They have more than us today. They have the most today.
I think Chicago is going to be a nightmare.
Actually, New Jersey has 2,200 today.
Oh, jeez.
And Louisiana, they're rolling along with 3,500 cases, and they've got only 4 million people in the state. Ugh. 4.5 million or something.
Well, at least people that go to Mardi Gras don't live in any place other than Louisiana. Oh, wait, never mind. They all do.
Yeah, they'll take it wherever they went. Partay.
Trump, by the way, Trump had a press conference today, and he has changed the federal guidelines, recommending people stay home and away from one another for another 30 days.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I wonder why that came out today. What information?
Well, he had his ratings hit press conference today.
He had his what?
That ratings hit. That TV show that does really well, the presidential press conference. Oh. He had another one today.
Yeah, it was on when I went upstairs.
I didn't see it, but he looked like he was actually acting presidential.
He was getting hard because someone asked him about the ratings for, or no, his said his, your presidential ratings are really high, and do you think that's why they're trying to get you off TV? And I was like, what kind of a stupid question is that?
Like, as if that would happen anyway.
What is it? What does that have to do with anything that matters right now?
Nothing.
I got to tell you, you know, looking at the, you know, Italy.
Yeah.
Our curve is just going straight up still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know Cuomo's optimistic about New York. They've had the last couple of days, less serious cases, and I don't know what their curve New York looks like. But I just see all these places that are just blowing. Detroit and Chicago and New Jersey. Holy shit, New Jersey. New Jersey's not that big.
I think Seattle is the one to really look at that seems to be ahead of everybody else because, you know, they got hit hard first.
Yeah, and they were very intense. They were very serious about shutting the shit down.
Yep. So because of that, I think have they gone over the curve now? You know, that curve everyone talks about flattening?
Washington?
I think so because it was doubling every 4 days.
Well, they were number one. I mean, they were way ahead of everyone, and they've just kept, I think they're, wait, let me see.
But their numbers have really slowed down. Was the
And they started off on the wrong foot because that entire, you know, senior living facility lost so many people.
Yeah, but as we now know, it was everywhere. It was just everywhere.
Washington now is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ninth.
I hope that bat soup Ninth. Was delicious. I hope it went down. It tasted so good. I hope it was worth it.
Well, here's a fun story.
Washington has 82 new cases versus Michigan, 836. New Jersey, 2,200. New York, 6,000. Illinois, 1,100. 82. And they had it first, and they had it big.
Well, this will be relieving to you. There were a bunch of pictures that popped up on social media in China, like new photos of the markets reopening, and they're still selling bats.
Oh, great.
Oh, great.
Cool. Well, let's just keep the border shut down. China can't.
Why don't we order some and see what the fuss is all about?
Let's let
Trump brag about that for a little longer.
Why not? Good.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, fucking ridiculous.
I wonder what the long-term repercussions of all this. I mean, if people are going to want China to pay for this, if you know, in a few months, economically, some countries are really hurting if they request China's support because they helped create this mess. Or
you know what China will say? China will say, fuck off.
China!
Good luck.
Well, I'm just saying this is a big opportunity for a lot of people to come up against a specific specific country. And I really think long term, so many huge changes are coming.
Really?
I really do.
People seem to be acting the way they always acted on social media.
Well, the longer this goes on, I can't believe we've got this far already, and I don't think we're even close to being done. I was bamboozled by China's numbers, and I think they're still getting a shit ton of people, too.
Oh, I'm without a doubt. It really seems that way.
I don't want to be
fucking shit.
I don't want to be quarantined anymore.
I know. It's really taking a toll on Brandon's mental health.
It is.
Why don't you just get in your truck and drive around for a while? Are you allowed to do that? Take Maddie for a drive.
Am I allowed to do
that? Well, I don't know. Ask your wife.
I start driving and I want to start, you know, hey, oh my God, I bet you I can just quickly get a Red Bull there. And then I'm freaking people out because I'm going into places.
Well, don't tell them what you want there.
Or don't. Just don't go there.
Red Bulls. I miss Red Bulls.
Have you gone for a walk? Have you gone out of your house and
walked? No one can get a Red Bull to your house. Or you're not allowed to go buy a Red Bull?
I've gone on so many walks. And
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's good for me because I've really let myself go in the last year or two.
Yeah.
So. Can you hit the outro, Mark?
Sure.
I wish I had a dog right now.
Aw.
I wish I could buy a puppy. I could train it while I'm home.
Well, why can't you go buy one? Have Marcus get one for you.
Shut up. I looked it up. I can't find anywhere that's like, all the dogs are up north. They're up in Gaylord. They're up in all the ones I want.
That sounds like a day's drive. You can get out of the house. Just take some gloves and a mask with you.
Well, I am still trying to work as little as I'm contributing. I am trying to make an effort.
You are doing a fine job. As are you, Zoobs.
I don't know if I can make it through this week, honestly.
Really?
I'm just tired of this topic. I'm just sick of it. I'm not a medical person. It's not. Pandemic just doesn't. I just get annoyed if I have to. If I have to watch a lot of news about it, it just gets. I think it just depresses me. And then it's funny when the show starts. When it's time to do the show, I almost feel like, oh God, like I don't want to do it. Which is I've never ever felt that way. It's just very strange.
Not going anywhere. So.
I know. No, 30 days. I mean, I'm not surprised by that. No, 30 days would be lucky.
It's probably a very good thing for the health and the economy of this country.
What is?
To get it over with as quick as possible.
Oh, no.
Shut everything down.
I want to get it over.
The fact that some states are just open for business.
That's what I mean. It's like with the Florida beaches open and these New Yorkers just flying all over the world, it's never going to fucking end.
Much rather have a V-shaped recession than a long-term one. But whatever. We'll be fine.
All right.
I ain't worried.
Well, anyway, we'll see you tomorrow, Facebook Live on Zoom, and then we'll get it on with the show. Stay safe, everybody!
Bye-bye.